graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Listen, I admire your determination, but are you sure you want to go through with this?
Espérate. Yes, I do. Braun treated me like garbage. Do you know how it feels to be thrown like garbage? Like you're nothing.
Actually, no, I
don't. I am a man, Kurt. I am no garbage. Lucha needs to fight. You know what? If I don't fight for my pride, I don't deserve to fight for anything.
From the dumpster to the grave, we'll never be a system slave. We'll take our food from garbage cans with this time in it.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 107 of Suplex City Limits for April 28th, 2017. Puff Puff Pass, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by everyone's favorite Canadian.
Mr. Tyler Fudge drinking maple syrup like it's going out of style. So I'm going to hang it over right to our guest today, which people on the other chat already know, so Jim, go ahead.
Today we are joined by fucking host of the Get in the Corner podcast and one of my favorite people on the motherfucking planet, Yuck Nasty.
Aw, hugs to you, big baby. We need to snuggle.
The hell return.
Yeah. Hell yeah. There we go. Hell yeah.
Fucking A. Thanks for having me.
Has anyone else sampled you and for use on their show like us? I mean, that's...
No. You're the first one, man.
See, that proves how much we fucking like Yuck Nasty around here. You're on every episode of the show with the hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You hell yeah.
Thanks for having me back on, man. I love you guys all fucking day. A long, baby. Long time. Long style.
Oh, we fucking love you long time.
Oh, yeah.
Shocked.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. We live tweet pro wrestling events, news. I say crazy shit on there and offend a lot of people sometimes, so that's fun. You can donate on Patreon. We'll give you a shout out on the show if you donate. Also, you can buy t-shirts, pro wrestling tees. Buy them shits. Look like a bad motherfucker everywhere you go with a King of Bong style t-shirt. I mean, come on, fuck.
You can't ask for more.
So, here to talk about some fucking wrestling as usual. And also get high as draft pussy. So, commence all of that if you are into such things. What do you want to get into first? Should we do the fucking news?
Are we doing news? Is that what we're going to do? News. The news it is.
Today, on the news, Jim got lazy and didn't figure anything out. So we are going to get the majority of the news from some hobo from Canada. Over to Jim.
How official is that, man? It's so official.
That news guy voice has to be, like, super expensive, eh?
Yeah.
He's pretty pro.
I was thinking about, we should hire some voiceover person from online. Or maybe I should do it. We should get a real, like... Live from the Suplex City Limits first hit fucking weather center.
You can hire me.
There you go. Always looking for work, man. You got some work? Man,
hire me. Hell yeah.
Oh,
from Canada. Yeah, you know him well.
We're in the few international podcasts out there, son.
There we go, baby.
You don't get more international than that.
You can't build the wall between Suplex City Limits, Donald Trump.
Don't fuck up Darum too.
Yeah.
He really might.
What do you want to start with? What's the story of the week? I don't know.
Well, there's one that stood out to me the most. Okay. And that's the fact that CM Punk has lost the rest of his credibility and has joined MTV's The Challenge.
Yeah, dude. I actually have to admit that I do watch that show.
I do too.
Yeah. But. Although I'm really old, so like there's fewer and fewer people that I actually know on there. You know, because now it's like people from what's that show? Are You the One? Which I've never watched before.
No. I the only people I ever know from the challenge are the old challenge guys, and the real world people.
Right. Right. Exactly. But yeah, he's joined the cast of this show. It's kind of like a champs versus pros.
Yeah.
So it'll be returning champions against pro athletes. It's not real fucking high end though.
No. It's like, never is.
Sean Merriman's on there, and I know him. Those two had issues before on Twitter, bitching back and forth at each other on Twitter about I don't know whose dick's bigger or whatever the fuck, you know. So I'll watch it, dude. I'm gonna watch it.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna watch it now.
Fuck yeah, I'm gonna watch it too, man. I want to see Punk fucking talk shit.
And you know he's just gonna be a shit talking asshole.
Well, he's gonna lose every challenge too. You just know that.
They advertised him as UFC fighter. Like, really, dude? The guys had one fucking fight and it was pathetic.
Well, like, pro wrestling's not really a sport, right? So,
well, I mean, the guy was a huge star in wrestling. You think he would, you know, take advantage of that. But, I mean, like, in his UFC, he trained, he did all that shit, and he didn't last any longer than fucking, you know, Yuck Nasty would, didn't
they? Dude.
You know, I give Yuck Nasty the same fucking odds as CM Punk in surviving in a UFC fight. It's like,
yeah, man, I can definitely get hit in the head a couple times and not black out, that's for sure.
he ended up getting choked out in that fight, but...
yeah.
I don't think he'll wrestle again, man. I think he's too stubborn for that shit.
Yeah, I don't see it in the cards, especially in the WWE.
Yeah, you think you'd at least go somewhere, like, you know, I don't know who would offer money though.
Well, when he first left, I could see New Japan doing it, but right now I don't see it.
It's been too long.
I think so. I'm a big wrestling fan, and I've damn near forgotten about CM Punk.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people haven't.
I haven't.
Well, fuck me, right? Jesus.
I know, dude. I want him back. God damn it. I think he's too stubborn, too. I don't think it will happen. I think he won't fucking, especially with Triple H leading things. Man, I don't fucking see it either, but that's dumb as fuck, man. He's wasting money. He's leaving money on the fucking table.
He's in the prime years, too.
Man.
It's not like this year for Mania or something. I mean, if Rollins wouldn't have been able to make it, if he'd have been hurt for that against Gunter, I mean, what a perfect person that would have been. Yeah. Like, if that dude ever surprise showed up on fucking Raw or something, I mean, that place would fucking... like, if they were in Chicago and the dude showed up, you know, that music hit, holy fuck.
Yeah, I know, it would go over like gangbusters. It really would. But,
I mean... they're smart. If they always claim that business is the decider. I mean, that guy is huge money. You bring him back around Mania season, that's like fucking print money, dude.
That fucking pop that the Hardys got at Mania won't ever compare to a fucking pop that Punk would get coming back at Mania.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, no less, that's coming, I don't fucking know, who cares? Yeah. You'll find it on MTV when it comes, though.
They'll show it every second commercial. Because that's what they do with all their shit.
Bram was suspended from pro wrestling Noah for laying on a cooler. Some fucking explain to me what's going on.
Apparently, there was an incident a few months ago in Japan that was highly controversial, and it was someone along the lines of that.
What do you mean?
I don't. That's all I've gathered to be able to find.
Laying on ice cream coolers.
Yeah, like something. It's Japan. They're fucking crazy about certain things.
Dude, you there are vending machines that sell dirty panties in Japan.
See?
Honestly, worn panties in vending machines, and I don't understand. Dude, no one seems to know what's going on. Everybody's like, I don't know. This guy got fucking suspended. You know, not the fact that he was he's been arrested for fucking beating women.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, he got arrested for choking that chick out, like, whatever, last year or something. But he was also, when he was with Charlotte Flair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he also had an incident with her where, like, there was some violence and shit. I remember hearing a story about, like, Rick showing up and, like, them getting into it and shit. Who fucking knows?
Can you imagine, like, signing your own death warrant in wrestling when you piss off Ric Flair?
Yeah, dude, right. If you're going to fuck Ric Flair's daughter and be a wrestler, you better step your game up, dude.
Yeah, you fucking keep it in line, buddy.
And now she fucks Byron Saxton.
Which, you gotta think that's a pity fuck, right?
No, I just feel like he was the only guy who was not being fucked by somebody there already. So he was just like, by default, was like the only single guy.
Yeah, because
she's like, I guess.
Paige was fucking them all.
Exactly. But yeah, that guy is like, is there a fucking white or black man? He like makes Brian Gump look like Tupac or something.
Ric Flair is blacker than Byron Saxton.
Okay. You ever fucking seen how many rap songs are about Ric Flair, dude? It's unfucking believable. They love that shit.
I've seen a couple. I don't know the whole realm of the Ric Flair rap, but
Dude, if the Ric Flair rap sounds good, cool to you, check out former guest of Suplex City Limits and buddy of ours, fucking Nabo Rock, NABORAWK. He's got a song called Ric Flair in a Cadillac. Fucking awesome, dude. He does a lot of wrestling inspired rap shit, so check that out. What else we got in the news? Chris Atkins, some piece of shit. I don't know who that is. I thought the last name of the Von Erichs, their real last name was Atkins. And I was going to try to Google, like, is this guy a fucking Von Erich? But I feel like the story would have mentioned it if that was the case.
Maybe, yeah. And we'll find out if in a couple of years he's dead. Maybe it was.
Yeah, we find out. He hasn't killed himself yet, so jury's still on. He's a Von Erich. I'm going to kill myself, and I'm going to kill myself on the same tree my brother killed himself on.
I still got the same rope he used too.
I mean, they could like kill themselves in the same spot, basically. Two of them did.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, you ever watch On the Network is a fantastic documentary about WCCW, about that. I think it's just about the Von Erichs, and it goes through everything about them, and it's just crazy, like how all of them died except for one.
And he doesn't. Maybe it was not wearing shoes to the ring.
Maybe that's what did it. But there was younger generations of Von Erichs. I know there's a girl out there wrestling. She's what, in the indies or what?
You mean maybe Lacey Von Erich?
Lacey Von Erich.
Yeah. She was barely a wrestler.
Yeah, well, she was.
She was a set of tits in TNA.
Fuck yeah, man. Love them tits.
Oh, I did too. I thought she was hot as fuck.
Right, yep. On, bro.
Love them tits. Yeah, I mean, she's probably going to kill herself at some point. So,
if she hasn't already.
She probably has already, yeah. Wikipedia, that shit.
Yeah, somebody in the chat over there, just let us know.
I was looking forward to a fucking... because two of them had tryouts with NXT at one point. And it's like, dude, what? I don't care if they can't wrestle at all, which that would be a fucking stretch to me. Sign these guys, like, dude, a Von Erich tag team, like a legit Von Erich tag team, that'd be the tits.
And you'd think that it would naturally come to them anyways with the family that they grew up around.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing they know more than wrestling is killing themselves. Wow, we've fucking beat that horse to death twice there.
We've never went this far, I don't think. Not since I've joined, anyways.
Are there any more suicide jokes to make? I don't think there are any left. I think we did them all.
We'll figure one out throughout the show, man. Goddamn, what's his face?
Trigger warning, sorry. We didn't give a trigger warning. We should almost have a trigger warning at the beginning of
this
show.
We should have it. Just say, trigger warnings may follow. This is not your safe place.
Yeah, exactly. Further fucking evidence that pretty much anybody can get signed to NXT right now. Krazy Steve, dude.
Dude, and Gunner.
Gunner? I didn't even hear about that.
Well, it's only a rumor right now, but he's talking about it. You know what I mean? So
Crazy Steve has a 90-day no compete though. At some point they wised up and started putting non competes on there.
Crazy. Crazy somebody thought of that.
Yeah. So fucking Crazy Steve, dude.
I don't know, like, can he do anything else other than be a weird clown? Like, was he on the indie? Like, who is he on the indies? Does anybody know? Like, who the fuck is this guy?
I'm trying to think of who trained him. I heard the other day who trained him, but I don't retain a lot of information because I smoke a lot of weed. So, I don't know.
That's just a way to live life, though.
It's a 5-star podcast, dude.
Fuck yeah, man.
I get, you know, I give no apologies for shit like that. Only to the people who donate. I apologize to you guys. Our paying customers.
Do you think they pay for fucking good shit to hear from you, fucking assholes? Our free Patreon people don't want to hear good stuff from us.
Okay, shit. So Crazy Steve has only went by Crazy Steve.
Yeah.
He debuted in 2003 and was trained by Eric Young. So now, if Eric Young trained him in 2003, I doubt he got a great training, because Eric Young, what was he doing in 2003? No business training people.
I listened to him, actually, this week on the podcast, Eric Young. Pretty good guest, surprisingly. Because I used to hate that motherfucker when he was in Impact. Not even as a wrestler, but like as a dude, for all the shit he would tweet out, you know? About, like, if you didn't like that pay-per-view that five people just watched, then fuck you. You know? So, what else we got, man?
Let's see. We've got, guess where the Bullet Club will invade next?
Is there anywhere else for them to invade?
Just take an educated guess.
Oh, Impact?
No, where does All Things Popular go at some point in time?
You're putting me on the spot here, man.
Hot Topic. Bullet Club t-shirts are now going to be sold at Hot Topic.
And also fucking like Superkick fucking party t-shirts and shit, or no?
I
heard that too.
I don't know. I don't know what the exact details are.
We've got a shitty connection going on here.
What's going on?
They'll get paid then. Fucking Hot Topic, man. That's a good fucking contract.
But you're going to get, like, 8-year-old girls running around in Bullet Club t-shirts.
Oh, well, fucking Christ. Better than John Cena or fucking Fearless Nikki Bella t-shirts.
I'm sorry, I kind of glitched out there a little bit. Yeah, did you hear anything about Young Buck stuff, too, or no?
I didn't hear anything about the Young Buck stuff, no. But, I mean, I didn't dive right into it. I just thought that Bullet Club's on Hot Topic was all I needed to know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm 50-50 on the whole, like, Bullet Club thing, really. Like, okay, so you go to an indie show and a dude is wearing a Bullet Club shirt. What is your immediate reaction, like, when you see that guy? Like, what is your first thought?
I don't really think anything, really. It's like, oh, this guy doesn't just watch WWE.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people, like, shit on those guys. I'm like, I don't know. I don't care either way.
To me, I don't give a fuck what you wear to a wrestling show.
Well, come on, man. Like at that last house show I went to, that guy sitting in front of me was wearing a Roman Reigns t-shirt with a TNA Heavyweight Championship over his shoulder.
That's a bit much. That's a bit much. There was a guy who was trying on 4 t-shirts in front of me, and they were all garbage wrestlers. But, yeah. He didn't look all there anyway, so...
Every time somebody would come out and, like, get up in the corner, you know, like at the beginning to... You know, fucking, I don't know, taunt the crowd or what have you. He would stand up and hold his fucking Impact belt up at them, dude. Every single person. It's like, wow, dude. That's fucking good. So there's another guy who sat down, opened a Money in the Bank case, took off the shirt he was wearing, and put it in the Money in the Bank case and put on another t-shirt sitting in his chair. And, like, put his Money in the Bank case, like, under his seat. I'm like, holy fuck, man.
And like, he just thinks he's the coolest man alive.
God damn, you go to a show and I almost fucking feel embarrassed. At like a WWE show anyway. I don't know, an indie show, it's like we're all the same, you know?
Yeah.
Like every one of us is on the same level of markdom and, you know, of whatever it is at an indie show. But like at WWE, it's just like, ugh. There's a lot of people who don't give a shit about wrestling who go there, take their kids there.
Now, I went to an ROH show once. And yeah. Some people in that crowd I despise. There are some elite guys that will go to stuff like that. And it's like, there was a group of people when I went that were that would only refer to Finn Balor as Prince Devitt.
Oh, fuck you.
And they would bitch at anybody that said Finn Balor. And it's just like, man, you're such a piece of shit.
I don't know if you're a piece of shit, but you're certainly a fucking douche. Oh man, we were just talking about that the other day on the Facebook group, I think, like people who just call everybody by their indie names, like fucking dude. Yeah. People who are still like Osteen, like, or Generico, like, dude, come on, man. Yeah, on this show, my policy is to like new name. And, you know, formerly known as their former name for like a couple of weeks, just so everybody, if you didn't know, now you know, but, but yeah, then I fucking leave it in the dust.
Yeah, no, fuck that shit.
Yeah, people in the room here, in the live chat room right now are saying, fuck the Bullet Club. Anybody who likes the Bullet Club are homos. Bullet Club and homos.
I see. Are you talking to fucking John Draper on Twitter?
But I'm talking about in the chat room on the Mixer chat right now.
I got you. I'm just saying, what's that guy doing? Fucking get him in here.
He said he's doing a show tonight. I told him to listen. Yeah, I got a show tonight. Blah, blah, blah.
Did you fucking see that video of him getting like fucking taken out by a dude in a banana suit at a fucking Gorilla Biscuits concert?
No. Ooh, Draper?
Yeah, Draper, man.
Oh my god, I gotta see that.
On this week's Soup, the talkie, he brings it up and he's like, yeah, talking about like how this happened to him when he was all fat and shit. I immediately hit pause and I'm like, gotta fucking go check this out.
Oh, man. He said of him when he was all fat and shit. He's like, dude, look at what I used to look like. I was like, god damn, bro.
I'm still fucking fat. So I just send pictures of Yuck. I'm like, hey, I'm still fat.
He's fat.
He's fat.
Oh, shit. It's on his Twitter somewhere from today. So check that out.
Give me something to make fun of his ass.
And on the show, he doesn't even mention that it's a guy in a banana suit. You know, when I watch the video, I'm like, what the fuck? How do you forget that it's a guy in a banana suit?
Oh, man. Draper's a good fucking guy. That's a good dude.
He was on here before.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah. I don't know. Scott Steiner returned to Impact.
What is up with that?
Dude, he looks like he's about 100 years old. But dude. I was like, Scott Steiner's like 60 years old. I looked online. I'm like, oh, he's only like 52 or 3. He looks like he's like 80, man.
He looks like he's pretty old. He does. Like that. How big was that leather jacket? It looked like it wrapped around him almost 2.5 times.
God, that's, yeah, he was wearing that when he was more pumped.
It's the old jacket. Brings back the memories. Milwaukee jacket. Did ever tell you the time that Big Papa Pump almost killed me?
No.
Or I thought he was going to kill me?
What happened?
Okay, so I cut him off at a hotel parking lot once.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and so, I drove around nervously, really stoned in California for about 15 minutes trying to avoid him.
I mean, like, can you imagine that, dude? He gets mad and fucking comes swinging.
He's going to go Chris Benoit and you and your fucking kids and then go home and do this, kids.
That's
suicide talk. I told you we'd get back to it.
Yeah. The only thing I have to say is, like, dude, props to Impact for at least having the decency to put him in a tag match.
That was needed, yes.
WWE would put him in a match with, like, one of their top young guys and have him go through tables and shit like they did Sting. Yeah, so you're 60 what? You're 65 some fucking years old? Okay, so we're going to have this 20-some-year-old guy that's going to throw you through an announce table. He's not going to take the announce table bump you are at 63 years old. Oh, fuck, man.
Well, I mean, that's almost better than what they did with Scott Steiner last time around WWE.
Shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Your first match in? Oh, here's 30 minutes. Go and do your stuff, Scott. He's like, that was just a recipe for destruction.
Well, yeah, he gets so gassed out. And I think, fucking honestly, Triple H did it on purpose. Oh, I think he, like, was like, I'm going to fucking gas this guy out and take any steam he's got coming in out.
Well, like, I mean, even...
if they wouldn't have fucked him, he'd have been huge over there, just like he was in WCW.
He was huge when he got there, but it was very quickly, yeah, they really turned around. But, like, you look at, like, the months prior, before his match against Scott Steiner, he had a match against RVD, where... There is no way Triple H was off time so much as he was. He never is off that much, and it's just horrible. Just nothing clicked.
Well, yeah, and then he runs fucking Scott out into deep water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He takes him out into fucking deep water and gasses him out, and this fucking match that's, like, unnecessarily long. You know, every Triple H match has to be, like, a fucking half hour.
Triple H
still.
At, like, the last WWE episode we did over at the Federation, Triple H and Kevin Nash, they went like 35 minutes in a Hell in a Cell. It's like, what the fuck?
Come on, does that happen?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever watched that. Thank God.
WWE Bad Blood 2003.
Oh, dude, let's talk about that. They originally announced that Bad Blood was coming in July. They're like, the July pay-per-view will be Bad Blood. And then all of a sudden, a little bit later... The July pay-per-view will be, and I'm not shitting you here, Great Balls of Fire. WWE Great Balls of Fire.
Are there going to be guys fucking 12-year-old girls there, too?
So.
Exactly.
So the Bad Blood is WWE also?
Yeah, but it's not. They announced that it was going to be Bad Blood, or whatever the fuck, and then they switched it to Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah.
Which is, dude, you know, in case, I'm sure everyone knows, but...
They couldn't get the clearance for the fucking Taylor Swift song, but they got clearance for Great Balls of Fire. Yeah, let's just go with that, guys.
That song, I looked it up. That song came out in 1957. You know who fucking came up with this? That was like a Vince just out of nowhere, what's our July pay-per-view called?
I'm thinking about balls. Are you guys thinking about balls?
It's like, he probably thinks that's the shit. He's like, yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis, he's the shit. You ever see him play piano?
Sucker and succotash, right, Roman?
I remember 1957 when the blacks kept their mouths shut. That's Vince McMahon saying that, not me.
Really?
Well, speaking of Vince McMahon, who do you think would play Vince McMahon in the new movie Pandemonium?
Oh, God. Yeah. It's unofficial. Like, they have no, they don't have his okay for this, right?
No, they do. Okay, so there was an original script.
What is Pandemonium?
It's like the definition of the word or what we're talking about?
No. It's a biopic of.
No, it's a legit Hollywood movie.
Okay.
That's about
WWE?
About Vince McMahon.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so a script came out, like, 2015, and it was so fake. It had a bunch of weird shit, and, like, Linda McMahon worked at a strip club, and Vince hated his father, and they didn't get along, and...
Macho really banged Stephanie.
Yeah, he fucking ate her ass and shit like that. But,
Dude,
no.
If you fucked her at 17, you ate that ass. So. I don't care who you are.
I don't give a
fuck. I don't care if you usually don't. You would there.
17-year-old ass. I'm diving in.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it. Like, there's been way less poop through that butthole than a 30-year-old butthole, you know?
And the same thought, but I'm glad you were here.
You and I connect, man. We connect on a different level.
Well, yeah, so... There's no script anymore because Vince made him get rid of that script because it was all fake. So Vince is going to make it Vince fake. You know what I mean? So, like, him and Hulk Hogan were great. No steroids were ever in the WWE.
Yeah, no cocaine.
No.
No gays fucking sex.
No, no, him and Pat Patterson did not suck dicks in the closet.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to watch a movie about WWE unless it has, like, fucking graphic Pat Patterson fucking young boy fuck scenes. That's the only way I'm fucking watching.
So it's got to be like Ring Boy. That's going to be the name of the movie that you watch, motherfucker. Just be about the
Ring Boy. No, I don't. I just want it to be that fucking Vince covered that shit up and fired him briefly and then brought him back again.
Yeah, I mean,
that for sure happened, dude. You know, yeah. That shit for sure happened. There was also somebody else in a referee back in the day who was like
the black
actually, guy. Yeah. Yeah, like the, I love it. It's like the black, like yeah, the black guy. Like,
except for Ted Long, right? That his name?
Not back then. Back then, it was like the only two brothers in the company were like that fucking pedophile ref and fucking JYD, man. It's the only black dudes in the fucking in the house, man.
Yeah.
Old Petter Ass and JYD, son.
I remember I watched that when it was Sally Jesse Raphael or whatever the fucking old 80s talk show was.
And that dude's making the accusations?
Yeah, where all that stuff was going down and they were talking about some chick was on there that was a referee that Vince McMahon raped in a goddamn limo. She was on there too.
Dude, a lot of younger fans probably don't know about that shit because like unless you've it's not as well known among like new fans. You know,
not as much as you think. Hey, it's as if nobody dives in to learn anything.
Well, yeah, it's as if fucking a lot of them are stupid. I mean, I don't know.
Well, they are wrestling fans, you know.
No, the WWE drone type people are fucking idiots. You know?
If it's not on the network or their website, it's not true.
Yeah, I call them the drones. They're the people who like. Fucking drink coffee out of Bailey coffee cups and shit. You know? Like, who buys Dean Ambrose teddy bears? The drones.
Oh, I would. I want to snuggle with a Dean Ambrose teddy bear. God damn it, man.
He gives me lunatic hugs.
Oh, my God, man. He brings me to the asylum when I'm sleeping.
He makes me feel safe.
Fuck yeah. Maybe he'll give me a new jacket.
Raw and SmackDown ratings were in the dumper this week.
Raw's the lowest, fourth lowest since 1997.
Yeah, is the since the lowest number since football season ended, and the fourth lowest number since 97 for a show that didn't go head to head with football.
It's absolutely ridiculous. But that show was so garbage too, though.
Dude, this well. We'll fucking... We won't... I don't know. We don't have to go through it because, you know, it was fucking... That both shows this week, the general consensus is that both of the shows were shit. And I can't... I agree completely. They were fucking... They were shite.
They were
but yeah, that was... that and then there was this lowest ratings that SmackDown has had since going live.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's almost like... The shit that they're trying to do isn't working.
Right.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help that, you know, like both of the main events ended in no contests, you know, like bullshit like that. Everything is just the same thing over and over again. Everybody's getting sick.
Dude, and this match on Sunday with Bray Wyatt and Orton is not a title match because Transgender Mahal fucking stole the belt.
That's dirty, rotten thief.
That's what they're going with, dude. It's like, that's why it's not a title defense.
Yeah.
Because the belt got stolen. What the fuck, dude? Got stolen by a bunch of fucking call center supervisors, man.
I was wondering who those other guys were. I didn't know if you guys knew who they were or seen them before.
I was like, well, yeah, when on SmackDown, when the Bollywood boys showed up, the only thing I could think is, like, who's keeping an eye on their fucking car wash right now, man?
Man, what's up with transitioning gender Mahal, man? He's got tits now.
Dude, he's fucking a different man since you christened him transgender, Mahal.
Dude, he's got veins on top of his abs. He's got veins everywhere. Even
Ryback was talking about how big his tits have become, man.
Dude, the word that Vince McMahon likes to use would be vascular. He's so vascular.
Jesus Christ.
And he's also Indian.
My bad to interrupt you, but I like him as a heel. I like how he came back. He's fucking juiced up, obviously. I mean, he's big as fuck. He's a bigger presence. He's a better heel, or I'll say internet or from another country heel, way better than fucking Alberto Doritos.
Well, like, yeah.
I think so. I mean, he's coming off harder. He's coming off angrier. I like it. I like it, man. It's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't book him fucking to do this, though. It's like, you can't take a guy who you've booked to lose like every single match. The last match he was won was like August. Like 1 week, like, well, now he's our number one contender. That's fucking stupid, dude. If you want to build to that, that's one thing, but holy fuck, man.
And Jim, well, to take this even further, that match he won on Raw was the first match he had ever won on Raw.
Wow.
Yeah,
I did see something like the last time he ever won a fucking match on TV was fucking like 6 years ago or and 5 years ago.
That was SmackDown.
Dude, they're fucking, everyone who works there is drank the Kool-Aid, dude. Even you see Brian James saying that wins don't matter, wins and losses don't matter. It's like, you people have gone fucking batshit crazy, honestly.
Yeah.
They've gone fucking batshit crazy. They don't even know, like, fundamental shit anymore. Like, how much shit do you say every week is like, wow, this is wrestling 101? Like, name a million fucking examples. Like, whether you don't put two faces against one heel in a handicap match. I mean, just for example, from fucking this week. Anyway. Yeah, It's the shits. I didn't have any more news, did you? We're starting to get into fucking tearing these shows up, so.
Well, I mean, Bob Ryder got accosted by the Jarretts. Made him leave the tapings.
Who's that? Bob Ryder?
Bob Ryder, he's the ugliest man in the world. Telling you, dude, I want you to Google up Bob Ryder, because, man, those bug eyes are something else. Everybody, Google Bob Ryder. He's the ugliest man. So,
okay, I'll do it right now. Go ahead, tell us about it.
Nothing is said to be happening. The next day, he was at their headquarters, just working his daily routine, I guess. And apparently, nothing will happen. He's okay. His job is fine because he knows where all the skeletons are buried.
So wait a minute. Like, where do I know this guy from?
I think he had something to do. He was on that Forever Hardcore ECW documentary. Like, that was the first time I ever seen him, and I was watching it late at night, and it scared the shit out of me.
There's something about a Make-A-Wish kid? What's going on with that?
What?
I don't know. I see something from, like, 2015. Someone saying Ryder's a piece of shit if that Make-A-Wish kid story is true.
He probably raped a Make-A-Wish kid or something.
Oh, he just, like, that's what you jump to.
Well, I mean, look at him. He looks like the definition of pedophilia.
And to be fair, it was that kid's wish, so I mean.
He did wish to be fucking fucked by an overweight, balding, bug-eyed bitch.
If I could just be fucked by Bob Ryder.
I could die happy.
That would be my wish. Oh, holy shit.
He won't do it. Can it please be Pat Patterson?
Lately, it's just like the last couple episodes of this show have just been like experiments and how fucking far you can push it.
Let's figure out how far we can push it. Now that I'm here, I know you guys want to push things. Push it. Hey, if it's not Pat Patterson, it better be that little black guy referee that raped me.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I know, like, last week I went around the globe and fucking shit on, like, pretty much every race. It was good.
Yeah, because it was a like Russell Crowe.
What's that?
Fighting around the world.
Exactly, man. I made some off-color joke about some race, and then to even things out, we had to go all through every other race throughout the show. I mean, that's the only way to make it fair, right? We're all about equality.
It's got to be.
But Bob Ryder used to work for WWE too, didn't he?
I have no idea. No clue. God
damn it.
Well, anyway. He's always been that ugly guy from Forever Hardcore for me.
He's an ugly motherfucker.
He is.
Oh, dude, that's going to be... He's got to be on our thumbnail this week in some capacity. Yeah. You got to go... Dude, on Podbean, that's... A lot of places, they just generate our logo as the episode logo. Like, you got to actually go to Podbean and see, because, like, dude, Tyler puts in some work on some fantastic fucking thumbnails.
Why, thank you, sir. Thank you.
The one with that dude fucking that chick eating while fucking drinking cream corn with yes. Tom Phillips over her tits. I mean, that's...
That's fine work there. That's art.
I would take a print of that and put it on my fucking wall.
I would too.
Dude, I should get a fucking artsy, like, fucking mounting of that picture of that guy fucking that chick from behind while drinking cream corn.
It's printed on canvas.
Just put it, yeah, oh yeah, dude, put it on my fucking wall, man. If I had a fireplace, put it above the fireplace, it'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're banging your girl underneath it, you can look at dude. Huh, dude?
So yeah, look comes at this over. Fat guy eating cream corn.
Oh my god.
Like, after that episode, I even had to watch that video. I had to. I was so intrigued as to the idea of a dude fucking a chick from behind with an empty can of cream corn on her back and chugging a can. It's fucking tremendous.
What the fuck? You watch that video doing that?
Oh, dude, yeah, that's... We talked about that in an episode, and then, yeah, that was one of our thumbnails for the show. But, yeah, there's this... It's a classic photo. I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it. Oh, Dogger Baby is coming through, man.
What?
I might turn on a microphone for that crazy fucker, but yeah, that reminds me of something he would do. Eat cream corn and bang somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was this is he was banging a chick, not a dude, so.
Oh yeah, so that is not
dog. It's not dog. No. When you said he's coming through, I feel like I should hurry up and get all of my spots in before the fucker shit.
Before it all collapses on you.
Exactly. We're gonna be like the episode that it like started Suplex City Limits, and it's just gonna like morph into fucking Get in the Corner.
Well, it might happen, man.
A Get in the Corner third hour? No, fuck.
It might fucking go down. That's always good.
You have other news, or are we on to these fucking shows that?
Unless you want to talk about Pete Gass having a book.
I got nothing. Dude, I'm gonna fuck about like my fucking barely wrestling career by Pete Gass.
The name is almost worse. The name is called Looking at the Lights. So it's laying on his back.
He's laying on his back. Yeah, looking at how many times I've been a jobber. I'm a jabroni. That's what it is.
I remember laying there looking at the lights. Pat Patterson thrusting on top of me wildly.
There's a black guy in the corner whacking off in a ref's outfit.
And Brad Maddox is there on his knees videotaping.
Jesus. And he's not using the Zoom feature. He's like actually bringing the camera up.
He's getting in that stink.
He's close enough to smell that dude's balls, honestly.
Can you imagine how bad Pat Patterson's ass has to smell?
Oh my god. It just smells like other dudes' wieners.
It smells like cum.
Other dudes' wieners and poop. And gin, probably. Because, like... Not only is he a child molester gay man, he is a alcoholic as well.
Just pile on the guy.
That's the first Intercontinental Champion, you fucking assholes.
Yes, he won that match in a tournament in Brazil. A fake tournament that never happened.
Fact is, I like Pat Patterson anyway.
I think he's fucking hilarious.
I loved him on fucking Legends House, man.
I love the fact that they actually thought that he was coming out on that show. It's just like, I'm going to tell people I'm gay and nobody's going to, everybody's going to be like, what? He's gay? Sure.
You've seen everybody just put their head down and they're like, yep, we already know.
Yeah.
Especially Roddy Piper, man. He was just like, yep, you tried to fuck me once.
Roddy claims not. I won't speak poorly of Roddy Piper. I like him. Well, we speak poorly.
No, it might have been his fault. He was a pretty boy back in those days, and he was a young guy, like he told the shoot interview guy.
I mean, you wear a dress in the locker room. I mean, kinda...
easy access.
Fucking goddamn, man. Pat Patterson's like, ooh, you got a dress on, boy?
He wants it.
He's got a southern accent. Fucking Pat Patterson's a French Canadian. You know Pat Patterson, boy.
Oh, man. Maybe this is what he did when he got horny.
Do you remember how from Texas Pat Patterson is? Oh, my God. Oh,
I like how that came from Pete Gas.
Yeah, well, see. We'll take any piece of shit and turn it to gold. No, dude, I want to talk about that or his fucking E.J. Lee's book. Like, who's reading this book, dude? Ugh.
Teaching you how to take a selfie and when?
Dude.
Wow,
her book should be called Looking Up at the Lights, that ring rat fucking bitch.
Uh-oh. You think she was boning everybody, huh?
She did bone people.
What did she fuck?
How many different wrestlers has she boned?
But tell me.
CM Punk, Jay Lethal, at least those two.
She's at least had sex with two people.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we know Paige had sex with two wrestlers too. We seen it.
Exactly. She just did like both at once.
And she doesn't care for color.
Yeah, well, she doesn't care.
Oh, wait a minute. She was dating some black dude before she got into the WWE.
Well, I mean, she was fucking Xavier, so.
I'm saying AJ. I thought you were talking about AJ.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't care either. Yeah, man, I thought Tyler would know more about, like, who else that chick's fucked.
I have no idea. I've never, ever liked AJ Lee, not even in the slightest.
She was just for, like, dudes to think, like, act like she's 14 and, like, jack off to her and shit.
Hey, I loved her, and I never acted like she was 14, but I did jack off to her. Okay. I remember, I'm only 5'5" over here, man. I love short little bitches, man.
I didn't imagine she was 14. I imagine she was 10.
She developed early, okay?
Get arrested live on the fucking interview.
I mean, like, you can't even say she developed early. She's like, what, 30 years old, and she hasn't even developed a set of tits yet? So I was like,
no doubt. I liked it. I really did.
But yeah, you want to read her book? I mean, fuck.
Packers are on the board. NFL draft. Here we go. Packers are on the board. Goddamn. You know I'm watching this shit, too.
You know that, like, instead of spending 2 days watching the draft, at the end, they put up this thing that says who everybody picked. It's pretty sweet.
I know, you know, the internet, right?
That's always been my thing with the draft, is like, you could spend all day watching this, or you could just, like, look at your phone for 5 seconds at the end of the day and find out who everybody picked.
Yeah, I know, but I'm a freak with football. Man, yeah. I live in Green Bay, man. It's been kicking my nuts.
I hear you. All right, I'll give you that.
How about my Maple Leafs getting kicked out of the playoffs?
Hey, good for them. They fucking suck, okay?
You motherfucker.
Maple Leafs, what kind of fucking name is that? Who the fuck is afraid of a fucking Maple Leaf?
This guy put up in front of me for a Packers fan.
Hey, yeah. Then we'll fuck you in your ass.
Jeez. Jeez. We'll
punch your fucking ass, bitches.
Yeah, well, see if you survive the happening, motherfucker.
My bad.
I'm getting in here for all of our international listeners right now. For fucking people like MC Burberry in Wales and Michael in fucking England and Josh in Australia and all other international listeners. I'm going to get this out away from hockey and football because they don't give a fuck about it. And they don't know what you're talking about. Maybe if you're from Bulgaria, and which I'm going to segue into. Do you want to talk about Total Divas? Because I want to talk about Total Divas.
Dude. You want to talk about Lana and Rusev's wedding?
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
So it turns out that there's a tradition in Bulgaria where all of the groom's family pisses into a bucket and then they splash it all over your tits and face.
Really happened?
They splash water all over, but I was just like, I just thought, like, what if that's all the groom's family's piss? That'd be really awesome. But no, they splash water all over her shit, and she gets all pissed off about it. They want to cut part of her hair off for the ceremony, and it's
so
fucking dumb.
That just sounds like some weird cult.
Dude, it's a Greek Orthodox thing, so she had to be christened into the Greek Orthodox Church, which I knew nothing about. I got in here, but it's like, yeah, you put your foot in this little fucking bucket of what I presume to be piss, as I mentioned. And take the left foot out, and then they rub oil behind your ears, and then they slap a bunch of the fucking groom's family's piss on your tits, and it's like, that's a fucking thing. Did anyone besides me watch this week's episode?
Totally I didn't. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm a couple behind.
Well, that happened. They hold this whole thing in Bulgaria, and for some reason, she gets Natalya and Trinity and fucking John. Whatever Uso that is, I don't know, Jimmy or Jay or whatever the fuck. Who cares?
You need some piss on her. She deserves to get pissed on, fucking Natalya.
She didn't get pissed on.
Good, man. I'll piss on her.
I want to pee on you.
Drip, drip, drip. Piss on you, Natalya.
I love you.
That's two. On TJ, too.
Hell yeah.
TJ'd be into that shit, dude. I'm convinced that TJ is fucking into dude.
Deviant.
Yeah, dude, totally, man. He's a fucking weirdo, man. He's definitely fucking guys. Okay. Like, honestly, man, there's something up with dude. I'm not going in that strip club. I'm staying in the car and pouting. What the fuck
his
is
his wife goes in, dude? His wife went in there.
Get your bitch ass out of here, man. I bet he fought with her about it all night, too.
He's like, are there going to be wieners? No, TJ, there's no wieners. I'm going to the car.
I can't go in there. They're going to see how excited I get around wieners.
Hashtag wieners are delicious.
The Uso guy is all hard. I can't control myself.
I think he's into Cesaro, man. I think he's fucking...
No, wait a minute. Wasn't it Heath Slater who said, man, I know where the fucking $5 steaks are at the strip club? Wasn't it Heath Slater?
Yeah, I think it was Heath Slater. Was it Heath Slater and Titus O'Neil, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. $5 steaks at the strip. Who the fuck wants a $5 steak at a goddamn strip club? What the fuck kind of steak is that? I mean, that's worse than Aldi's. You can't even buy a $5 steak at Aldi's, man.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
Oh, man, it's like the dirt cheap fucking food store.
Dude, okay, let me take you to fucking, speaking of shitty steak, when I was 16 years old, I work at a place called the Great American or the North American. I think it's the... All right, one of the two, either Great American or North American Steak Buffet. And at this place, you pay your fucking pittance, and you could come in and get, like, they made these shitty-ass little steaks, and you get as many of them as you want. And it was, the Steak Buffet. It's like, how American. Not surprisingly, considering the growth of fucking girth in Americans, that place went out of fucking business. So many fatties, it just went out of business. Like, we can't fucking do it anymore. We're giving them dog steaks and everything, man. I mean, fuck.
Switched it up cat for a while, and they're still selling out. We've ran out of cats.
No. I guess we can't really talk about Total Divas then. But there was that. Nikki Bella got offered Dancing with the Stars and declined it like a dumb bitch.
Like, that. She's not even good enough to do that, in my opinion.
She's like, I want to just make my comeback. She, like, thinks that anybody She thinks that there's like a single person in the world who gives a fuck about her wrestling. Honestly, she's like, I just want to come back for all the fans. Like, no one gives a fuck, bitch. Everyone thinks you fuck.
Wait a minute, who said that? Brie?
Nikki.
Oh, fuck.
I don't like Brie either. I think she sucks too. But
I think Nikki's better than Brie. At least she's got tits and ass that jiggle when we're looking at it.
At least Brie's like a decent person, you know. She's not a shitbag. Nikki Bell is a fucking shitty human being.
Hell yeah, she's a shitty human.
Watch Total Divas, you can see that shit clearly. Brie seems like a genuinely good person, you know.
Her and Cena are perfect for each other.
God, he's such a
$400 bottle of wine. Let's make sure everybody's out of the fucking restaurant while we're eating.
It's with Mish's, like, fucking, what, a lady's family or something?
That's what it was. Yep, yep. You guys got to get out of this table so John Cena and Nikki can sit here. Get the fuck out of here, right? Yeah,
they, like, kicked them out of their table, basically. Asked them to leave or whatever.
Yeah.
Or to a different table cause, so they could have, like, what, the whole little room to themselves.
I would have been only if Nikki could sign my dick. I would have totally said some obnoxious shit, outlandish shit.
And that's when TSA came in and dragged him out of the restaurant.
You know what, dude? What the fuck? You know what, dude? If Ric Flair would have came into that joint back in the day and Ric Flair wanted the fucking room for himself, he'd have at least fucking bought you drinks and paid for your fucking meal to switch tables, probably.
Damn right.
You know, but he's not a fucking... A robotic piece of shit. Let's just talk about this.
Chlorine in his pool.
Let's just bust through these shows because they sucked and there's not much. They're in Kansas City at the Sprint Center.
Which one?
So for the Payback Go Home show.
And this is Raw, of course.
This is Raw. dude, I don't know. I mean, I love how they open it up and they always keep telling you. Oh, the tongue is away making a movie, as if anyone gives a fuck.
Yeah.
No one.
Dude, I never knew Otunga was dating Jennifer Hudson for fucking 9 years.
That's what I'm sure that's how he got his job.
That's fucking crazy. I didn't know that.
Like, how do you hook that up?
It's steroids, bro. HGH, bro.
He's a lawyer. He got something on her and he won't let her go.
There you go. That could be.
Contract.
Yeah.
Otunga is worse, man. He sucks, man.
I don't know. There's not much worse than Booker T, though.
Yeah. No, Booker T is not. At least he's not as much as obnoxious as he was before. He's actually letting, what's the white guy that's there with the tattoos?
Corey Graves.
He's letting Corey Graves talk. Otherwise, Booker, back in the day when he was a SmackDown commentator, man, he was just, rah, 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 rah. I mean, he's actually throwing it to there and being like more of a color commentator. I'll give him that, man. I have noticed that because I was looking. I wanted to see that because I didn't like his commentating back in the day either.
Yeah, it's the shits. Anything on this show that was even worth anything to talk about, really? Dude, they built this thing. I was surprised to see that Ambrose and Miz. I mean, I don't want to see it, obviously, because it's been fucking done already.
Yeah, but we've watched it six times.
That's not on this pay-per-view. Like, why have they been building this for the last two or three weeks, man? They're putting all this steam into this program, and it's not even on this pay-per-view. It's going to be like a month and a half or 2 months before.
Oh my God, man, he's off the list, bro.
No. This Jericho's off the list. The Miz. The Miz is still on the list.
No, I mean, Ambrose is off the list. I thought you were talking
about that. No, I'm saying they're talking about Miz and Ambrose. They've been building towards that shit, and it's not even on this pay-per-view, which is fine, because we've fucking, as you said, we've seen that a million fucking times. I mean, some of the only things that were decent on here, Matt Hardy and Sheamus had, like, a standard TV match, but it was at least interesting, because I've never seen these guys wrestle each other one-on-one before, so... You know, which when you get that on Raw, you better fucking cherish the moment because.
Yeah, you'll never see it again.
Because you're going to see people wrestle each other 10,000 fucking times.
But have you seen like the little hints that Matt Hardy's been throwing around on Twitter and stuff and how like he's starting to hear the deities again and stuff like that?
Oh, dude, I've heard that they fucking won the lawsuit or they paid for it.
Oh, really? I hope so, because, I mean, TNA is just losing lawsuits left, right, and center. It shouldn't be hard to beat them right now. Like, kicking
a dead horse. I think they paid them off with cash, which I'm sure they need. So,
you're talking about to use his broken character?
Yeah.
So there was a lawsuit against that with TNA, huh?
Well, TNA threatened a lawsuit because it was their property.
Got you.
It's not their property.
No. IP.
It's their IP. It's their intellectual property. It was on their television, so therefore they thought they should have it.
Good.
If anything comes down to them having paperwork to back it up, no matter what the topic, I say fucking go for it, because you're not going to find any paperwork anywhere that says fucking shit.
No, no, there's no way that would fucking fly in a courtroom. Once you develop something, no matter what platform you use it on, that's your fucking intellectual property as the artist. I mean, when it comes to a song or any fucking thing, a gimmick. Like,
they paid for those filmings and shit. Like, they paid out of pocket for that shit to film, like, the final deletion.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, they filmed it out on his place using drones. Them and, like, it was the Hardys and Jeremy Borat and shit.
Yep. I watched it. I know.
Yeah, it was, like, the only thing that was over with TNA.
Yeah.
And, like, the last fucking year. It's like, when I only time I watched was for the Broken Matt shit.
Man, good for them, man. Good for those guys, man. I'm glad they're back in the WWE. I watched fucking WrestleMania, and that's what something that's got me back into watching the actual fucking television shows weekly again. It has to do with the Hardys. I love them being back, man.
Yeah, they were talking about I've heard about a Jeff solo run as well. Like, they're going to break him up and maybe push Jeff, like, to the main event again.
Well, because they've always had a hard-on for Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, man. His charisma is off the fucking meter, man.
Yeah. Especially when he's, like, solo Jeff Hardy style, you know.
Dude, his acting, you can believe everything he's doing, even outside the ring. Like, Roman Reigns, you can't believe anything he does. His acting is so fucking poor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, too, like, there was a lot of badass, too, came back at Mania and did, like, a high spot that I didn't think they'd let anybody fucking do something like that still. Like, crazy swanton off through a fucking ladder. Like, what?
That shit was dope, wasn't it?
And, like, that's a night after a ladder match with the Young Bucks.
Yeah, dude, right.
It's crazy.
They had a ladder match with the Young Bucks the night before that. And then the next day he pulls that and Matt does the Twist of Fate, like, off the fucking ladder, dude. Badass.
It was a great return for sure. Unlike Raw.
Is Matt working kind of, like, is he working kind of weird moving like that? Or is he really just that, like, stiffly moving?
That's how he's moved for years. His hips are fucked.
It gotta be, man. I mean, he can't do a lot. So I don't know. What are you going to do with him?
He needs a broken character.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's not going to. Can he do a fucking lengthy, you know, one-on-one match? I mean, he looks fucking super stiff. Like, I noticed it really this week. I was like, God damn, he looks stiff.
Like, on TNA, he's only been doing, 15-minute matches at tops?
Yeah.
Right? This match went 10 minutes with Sheamus.
The only one-on-one match I really recall watching lately was when he took on Jeff, and that was fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
He, like, power-bombed him through a fucking keyboard and shit. Did that happen or no? He smashed him into a keyboard.
No, he did, like, power-bomb him onto a keyboard. The keyboard was, like, draped between the steps and the rail.
Because the note that I gave on that was that keyboard should have been through the PA, you know? So when he fucking power-bombed him, it just been, you know?
It did a key.
Yeah, like, if you could hear all the keys through the PA and through the fucking show, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, no, that would have been cool. And then they sample that for Jeff Hardy's music. That's all that would play because he's broken.
Is his wife pregnant right now, right?
Rebby, yeah.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if WWE would allow him to bring a fucking baby in the ring with him, but fuck, that shit was great with Maxwell. Oh,
dude, when he beat Rockstar Spud? God damn. Oh, dude. That was gold.
He comes down to that fucking power wheels and shit.
Oh, it was great. And there's just, like, the Chucky shots of his feet running across the ring.
Oh, my God, yeah. That was awesome, dude.
Yeah, it was. And, yeah, it was fucking fantastic.
His baby beats somebody in a fucking match. That's absurd, but it doesn't matter. It's fucking awesome. It's
it's wrestling.
Yeah, hopefully they allow him to fucking do what he's gonna do, and not have their shitty fucking writers come up with whatever they expect him to do.
Yeah, no, hopefully, but I mean,
like, dude, Broken Matt and Wyatt. I mean, come on, they're both on Raw. That could be amazing.
They've already hinted it, anyways. Yeah. Like, not on television, but on Twitter, they already went back and forth about it.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be amazing.
It would. You'd have two promos not making any sense. You won't have a goddamn clue what's going on, but it'll be great.
Yeah. What else do we have on this show? I think fucking set up for Miz to find a partner. That was your hook. Who's Miz's partner going to be?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Fucking nobody. And then Bray Wyatt. That wasn't worth staying up for 3 hours, no, was it?
No, it no, wasn't. It wasn't at all.
Neville and Perkins in a tag match defeated Aries and Gallagher, which was actually kind of fun.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. Sorry.
Tag matches. You know, or six-man fucking tag matches. They should be doing six-man tag lucha rules on that fucking show. I don't understand.
Oh, where you don't have the tag, you just go in and out?
Right, if somebody leaves the ring, then the next guy can come in. Like, yeah. Just WCW used to do it with their fucking six-man tags.
Yeah, it's like in America, it's essentially like a scramble match.
I guess. I mean, Lucha Underground, I think, follows that too in their trios matches, don't they?
If you go to the ring. I think they do it in all their tag matches, don't they?
I don't know. I fucking love that shit, dude. Because then you get three guys outside, you get three guys fucking run, jump over the top. I mean, it's fucking awesome, dude. There's so much shit. Like, go back and watch some of those six-man WCW ones, or even, like, the old ECW tag matches with fucking, like, Psychosis and Ray, Juventud, fucking all those guys. It's like, those matches are absurd. I think Psychosis and Rey Mysterio, old ECW, is, like, some of the most underrated shit out there. You ever watch those? Anybody? Come on.
I've seen some of them. I haven't seen them all. And it's definitely been years since I've seen them.
Previous to their pay-per-views, if you go on the network under the ECW TV shit, you can find them on there. And there's some fucking... The last match they have there before they go to WCW, like, they fucking rip it up. It's like lucha. It's a lucha match, but with tables and chairs and shit. It's fucking amazing. Speaking of luchadors, Kalisto...
Oh, you mean Drago?
Yeah, who they're trying to make look like fucking Drago now.
Jeez.
Complete Christ. Drago ripoff mask.
It's like Drago mixed with Relic.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I like Kalisto too, but yeah, he defeats Braun Strowman in a dumpster match. The fuck, man?
The first ever dumpster match, motherfucker.
On Raw.
Oh, my bad. On Raw.
Yeah. But they even had Braun come out and, like, they're really reaffirmed to make him heel here. You know?
Oh,
they
yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, go out and, you know, really shit on the crowd. And it's like, dude, this guy can call our mothers whores. It doesn't matter. Like, if he's going against Roman Reigns, he's going to be fucking cheered. That's it. Yeah. Doesn't matter what you have him say. Good fucking luck, dude.
Man, I love Braun. I'm feeling him. He's fucking awesome. I loved him tipping over the goddamn ambulance the other week.
Yeah, man, dude.
Dope, man. I mean, it's a good way. We need a monster. Monster that we all can get behind. I mean.
I feel like they go fucking.
Tyler, hold on. Wait a minute. Tyler, why are you giggling, man?
You don't agree? Because usually when somebody says, I want somebody to get behind, it's usually more of like, not a monster anyways, you know what I mean? It's just funny to hear somebody say that.
Man, I like heels, man. I want Apollo Crews to fucking become a heel, man. He needs to fucking turn Rocky fucking on us, man. He needs to become the Rock. He's you know what I mean? Like his
the shit that he got of doing is, well, they just need to give him anything other than like go out and smile. That's all he does.
Let's take a selfie.
No, it's like Apollo. I don't want you to smile tonight. I want you to look confused.
Yeah, when fucking famous T gets in the ring, call him at 555. Fuck you, Titus. Now he was stepping on fucking famous B's game, dude.
It's exactly what Famous B did with I would love to see dude
turn heel. And yes, I want to get behind a monster. Fucking Christ, man. We can't get behind a pretty boy that has no fucking charisma, no acting to his. I mean, he just looks dumbfounded out there.
He is
Roman Reigns I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's dumbfounded by life. But yeah, I mean, the whole Braun Strowman thing's like two steps forward, one step back. They do two good things, and then they fuck it up with one stupid thing.
Yeah, you know? It's stupid, especially even before it's the go-home show, and he's the main event. Why is he losing to Kalisto?
That doesn't bother me. I mean, if you're going to beat a guy like that, that's how you beat him. I mean, you beat him in a stupid fucking way like that where he gets... You know, by technicality, he gets knocked into it. I mean, I wasn't have a problem with him losing here. I have more of a problem with, like, they build him up a little bit, then he backs down to Undertaker, then they build him up a little bit, and then Roman Reigns beats him, and then they build him up a little bit, and, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, go all in or fucking don't, you know?
Well, I think it's the fact that they're afraid of him becoming more popular than Roman Reigns. You know what I mean? Well, no, I agree, but... You know what I mean?
He just got his first t-shirt this week, like, what, last week?
Man. That's what I mean. Like, they don't want him to succeed that much. You know, they
well, want we all, to everybody stay at a came level. On, yeah, everyone came on the podcast and everywhere was like, why can't I buy a t-shirt of this guy? Kind of, because he got to that point where, like, a lot of people wanted to buy a shirt. And it took that for them to actually put one out. It's fucking... Because I kind of hit Twitter and everyone was like, hey, why can't I buy a Braun Strowman shirt?
Yeah,
like, they've never looked before, but now they want one, right? So, yeah, he has like one t-shirt. I don't know what it looks like, but...
I think it's just like a picture of his face like in a white dripping like thing. It's like, look like smears. Speaking of t-shirts, today, when I got home, mysteriously, I haven't gotten a pro wrestling crate in like... a year.
Okay.
There's a pro wrestling crate sitting on my step.
Well, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. Got a Ricky Dragon Steamboat autograph.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
My fucking waiting for my masks. They had a problem at the Mask of the Month fucking get up.
Oh, really?
It's a little behind. Yeah. Like, it's behind. Like, I didn't get marches yet. Like, oh yeah, we're going to send marches with April. So it's like, I mean, I like the folks over there. This isn't me shitting on them by any means. But I was like, all right, man. Well, that's a little weird.
And where's my Aprils?
No, yeah, Lucha Loot is awesome, though, man. If you're into, like, specifically into Lucha shit, or, like I said, they got the one for $10 a month. You get a mask every month, and, like, I fucking love it, dude. I love getting a mask every month, like, some random masks. Badass. Check them out. I didn't really give them a good commercial there. I'm like, oh, they're fucking... whatever.
What's their name?
Lucha Loot.
Lucha Loot. You guys make sure to check out Lucha Loot. You get a mask each month, and goddamn, man, they specialize and they sponsor the fucking Suplex City Boys. LuchaLoot.com.
I got, like, all free Lucha Loot crate at one point to do some advertising.
Oh yeah, man. That's what's up, man. It's good to get some advertisements. Anybody who
gets... I was like a broad that you you fuck, and then like, can we keep doing this? And you're like, nah, bitch, this is like a one time thing. I was like, I'll do this all the time. You just keep sending me one every month, and they're like, no, we're good. We're good just with the one. I'm like, all right.
Calm down, first ass fucking Jim.
I love you though.
Sounds like me with every girl. But I love you.
Oh my god. Oh, we're like fucking laid out on the couch here. What? We're gonna do some fucking...
Oh, no. No, man.
Hey, Tyler, you just lay down on the couch. Dr. Yuck Nasty is here to perform his psychiatry experiments on you.
I'm gonna come on your forehead.
Like, don't mind, don't worry about it. I'm gonna piss on you. That's part of the process.
You know, it's a thing in Bulgaria. So piss on.
Call back. We need a little callback fucking alarm. Callback.
So what? Yeah. Hey, man, you guys feeling what's her face? The little Australian chick, man. I ain't feeling her fucking, what's her name?
Emma?
Emma, man. Her return has been like lackluster.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, well, you wait for Emelina for like, what, 67 weeks or something like that.
She's supposed to be sexy and then she just hugs Dana Brooke.
Yeah, she just like comes back and says, now I'm going to turn back into Emma. And she goes and she turns into Emma. And now she's hugging Dana Brooke.
Fuck yeah, dude. What the fuck kind of hug was that, man? It was just like, you might as well just and start doing your fucking hand waves and shit. Goddamn, man. I do want to see Lana, though. Lana could be that sexy fucking
woman. She's got that gimmick. They gave her the Emelina gimmick. That's
essentially, yeah.
Okay.
No, it is. It is. It's like, really? Absolutely. Oh, that's what everyone thinks. I think so. I mean, I think that's absolutely what it is. She just got this fucking gimmick, and they liked that Emelina thing. They just didn't think she did it good enough.
Man, dude, she'll kill that shit. Lana would kill that shit.
Just I don't give a fuck.
Out, I do give a fuck about that ass, so. you know, how she used to come out and pull her ass, man. God damn, man.
I will and say, that's if Lana is in a segment, I will watch it.
Fuck yes.
Oh, man. I always work heel on this show with, like, women's wrestling. I don't give a fuck about it. Unless it's, like, two chicks who can actually wrestle, and that does happen sometimes. I'm not saying it doesn't. But most of the time in WWE, that's not the case, and well, it sucks, and I don't care about it. I don't watch it.
I like watching body parts wiggle and jiggle and fly around, man. Honestly, I'm fucking
sleeping. I guess I never got that, man. Like, that aspect of it has always been weird to me, considering, like, you could pull up a picture of, like, a chick shoving a baseball bat up her fucking butthole in your phone in, like, 5 seconds.
I see that shit like you and Jun Takayama in Japan want to see that weird-ass porno stuff.
I'm using it as an extreme example of, like, what you can't see, so why would, like, two chicks in, like, fucking weird nylons with that go fucking up their shorts to like keep their pussy from coming out. Like, I don't get the hotness of that. It's like not a try. I don't get like what that is. But
and it, like it's like I'm into this television show. Okay, there's all sorts of naked guys walking around. Okay,
yeah.
And my dick has been an innie for 2 hours.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, there's half naked fucking good looking sluts bounce around and beat each other up. Yeah, I'm into that.
He's calling them sluts.
I mean,
send your hate mail to yucknasty at yuck_nasty two s's.
You damn right with the two s's in the nasty yucknasty@gmail. Tell me about the sluts.
Is it two s's because of the slur? Like the double s slur.
Nasty, I'm a slurring motherfucker, whatever you want to say, man. I'm fucked up. I don't know how to spell. I call women sluts. You would fuck.
you put fucking women where they belong on the ramps and outside the ring. I don't believe that.
No, I like them in the ring. I like watching bitch fights, man. You know what I'm saying? World star. Sometimes
when they're good, though. When it's good, when it's two good workers, which never fucking happen, which barely ever happens. Never. Most of the time, it's like the men's side, where it's like one person who's really good and one person who's fucking not.
Charlotte's an ugly fucking woman with no ass, okay? But her
great in ring.
Her wrestling, her in-ring fucking ability is pretty fucking awesome. And that's turned me on to her. Hell yeah, man. She can get it.
Get it?
What do you think, Tyler?
Oh, dude, I have no moral code whatsoever. So, like, I'll fuck anything. You know what I mean? So, like, you get me fucking Bertha Faye and, like, you get me enough drinks, I'll fucking... I'm not going to eat her out, but, like, I'll fuck her. Fuck it.
Damn right, man. Them two old chicks, the one that gave birth to a hand and whatever the fuck, man, I would have banged them, Grandma.
I'd let Mae Young give me a hand job, but like, I wouldn't fuck
I'd take
her.
A number.
Mae Young is so fun. Oh, come on, dude. Mae Young is so old, your hand job would be in black and white, dude. It would just, you'd start hearing the fucking, the weird old-timey music and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Let me fucking hand drop you.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
It'd be a shitty hand job because both of those chicks were fucking, were into chicks. They're both lesbians, I think. Lesbians with each other, possibly.
Man, scissor. Double casket, scissor that bitch.
I once saw Muda and Mae Young scissor to a fucking 1 hour Broadway.
And I'd be down watching that.
Mae Young and Mula used to scissor. They used to do hour long Broadway scissors every night of the week, twice on Sunday.
Not Mae Young. It was the other one that always showed her tits, right?
It's Mae Young.
Oh, that was Mae Young, them fucking pancake tits. Yeah.
She's also the chick that fucking Bubba powerbombed through a table at like 85 years old.
Yeah, man. How badass is that bitch? I wish that was my grandma.
She wants to go off the top of the cage, dude. Jeez. That's like, people have said that.
Fuck.
She wanted to jump off the top of a cage. The Hell in a Cell.
Talk about yeah. Legacy right there.
Broken hip for sure.
How many we got fucking any Suplex City Limits fucking people in the chat in there? What? Let's check in with the chat.
I thought Michael I heard him say Bobby Anthem was in there.
Oh yeah, Bobby Anthem's still in here. Strange Life is still in here. Russell Zavala. Jericho. He wanted to say yo, Jamie. Yo, Jim, is what he said earlier.
Well,
no, it's talking shit in the chat room. We got
Shout out to everybody in there. Fucking go through it.
DTKC fan. I'm thinking that might be our friend M. Thomas on the chat box.
What? I love that guy.
Yeah, old man Jenkins from Wrestling National Committee. He's in his bit. Santo Santana Jr. He's the one-eyed Mexican that's friends with Mad Max. And Jun Takayama, the guy in Japan motherfucker that's over there buying used panties out the fucking vending machine.
Oh, shout out to all
get, of you. Get him to tell us why some people buy used panties out of a panty machine.
Yeah, June. Tell us why you buy the used panties in Japania and throw it in the chat box and I'll fucking read what you say.
That's the way to get an answer, calling it Japania.
Yeah.
I buy them to make a delicious soup.
Yeah, I use it as cheesecloth.
You throw like six of them in some water, add a little salt, put it up on the stove, a delicious broth.
Man, I'm sure everybody in the chat room would too, man. Shout out to you motherfuckers. Thanks for listening to us. Everybody's been here the whole time we've been fucking around, so.
It's good. Maybe, hit us up, man, if we should go live. I kind of like the live. I used to do, this is a little known fact, I used to do radio before I got into podcasting.
Oh, shit.
I did enjoy the live aspect of radio. Like, there's something cool about being like doing something live versus recorded.
You know, it's good to be able to fucking have somebody to bounce shit off of too. Like, if you're ever stuck,
yeah, right.
Like, man, what's up with the chat room? No, it is cool. I mean, yeah, dude, I'm more than man. Dude, I'll always broadcast you guys on the fucking on my YouTube shit. My Mixler shit, too. I mean, we could figure out some other shit. I am going to be start doing that with Wrestling Soup, too. Or at least me and Mitch talked about it. We'll see if everybody else is down. But I'm going to be doing their live broadcasts on YouTube. When they're live on the Mixler box, I'll be rebroadcasting it on YouTube. Man, I'm willing to do that for you guys, man. I'll do anything for you fuckers, man. I already pay for all the shit. Just let me know.
Might as well use it.
You know what I'm saying?
We all
have the same. It's like, man, especially like getting a corner and you guys with the wrestling crowd, we have a lot of the same crossover people because of Wrestling Soup and how they promoted me, which I've always been thankful for. I would have never met you guys without that. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of that crowd transfers over. Let me keep going. You know, it crosses over and there's a lot of people that you guys can touch too with me fucking rebroadcasting your shit live.
I just want to touch everybody, dude, in their dirty parts. I don't want to touch you all in your dirty parts.
Hell yeah, let me transfer my genital to your fucking...
He almost needed some fucking music to go underneath what he was saying there. He's like, do we still have Boys to Men on cue?
No, we don't.
Damn it. This show's gone to shit.
Hey, man, you nasty, man. You brought me on. Of course it's going to be shit.
This show is going to end with all of us crying and hugging.
Okay, right, so
what's going on with Payback this weekend, man? Let's go to Payback, right?
I don't know. Was there other things? I'm sure that I had other things to shit on Raw. I mean, I guess we could. I've probably got a variety of hilarious jokes planned out.
Brother, don't let me hurry things up.
No, I'm just fucking with you. We have to talk about the show a little bit, though.
So now, yeah, right? Okay. Speaking of, we've been loosely on the topic of WWE women throughout this whole conversation, right?
Yep.
Did you see the video of Aaliyah doing this weird kip up?
Oh, no.
No? Okay, so Aaliyah, she Irish whips some broad into the corner, okay?
Uh-huh. Who is Aaliyah?
Aaliyah is the brown girl in NXT.
She's this chick in NXT who looks like she like if that Snooki broad from fucking Jersey Shore had like a sister that was parasitic that they cut off of her so that she could survive.
Wait a minute. What does parasitic mean? We're dumb wrestling fans here.
Leeches on
like a Siamese twin that was weaker and more fucked up looking than Snooki, so they cut her off. And she lived, so and she became Aaliyah, and she wrestles in NXT. Jesus
Christ.
But no, dude, she fucking sucks. There's this one thing, I'm sorry, but where, like, she's working on her entrance on Breaking Ground, and has to, like, Regal's sitting there at the end of the ramp, and he has to watch this chick in an empty, like, room, you know, like, put on her shitty pop song, and come out and, like, do, you know, these little poses and dances, and I just, like, that guy is going to go back to drinking one of these fucking days. I would just, like...
There hasn't been a new Breaking Bad. That was Breaking Bad from almost a year ago, right?
Breaking Ground.
Breaking Ground. Crystal meth. That's about it. Yeah, my bad, man, not the meth.
But, no, when she Irish whipped the girl into the corner, she decides that she wants to do a kip-up. So she does a flat back bump all by herself and then kips up and then fires up. It's the fucking craziest thing in the world.
She's fucking awful, dude.
It's so bad.
She's one of those chicks that they brought in there who can't wrestle at all. I don't know. How did she get a deal, man? Someone, like, what did she do before this? Because she wasn't on the indies or anything that I can think of.
She did those erotica wrestling. Like,
oh,
that
really
slow bathing suit basement wrestling?
The shit that Seth Rollins did?
Yes.
Little boy shorts where you can see his fucking dick. It's really disturbing.
Yeah.
It's really
she
gay.
She did that in like a Technicolor one-piece bathing suit.
I mean, it's not AR Fox level gay, but I mean, it's pretty fucking gay, dude.
Oh, shit.
It's gay. Not like... It's not like Finn Balor in a leather jacket gay, but I mean, it's pretty gay.
Fuck!
I don't fucking know, dude. There was some shit. Where is this? Dana Brooke had an awful match.
Michael Cole
calls it. It's like wins by Michinoku Driver. It was like the worst Michinoku Driver. Like Taka Michinoku somewhere in Japan just pulled a trigger on a gun in his mouth. That fucking thing. It was on. He actually fucking fell on his own sword. That's what he did. He did. He committed suicide by fucking falling on his own sword. After that fucking Michinoku Driver.
Oh, God. So, What do you have to say about this stupid six-man tag?
Fucking so stupid, man. I wish I wasn't even fucking watching. I wanted to kick myself in the balls. I wanted to, like, go in the bathroom and beat myself like Jim Carrey did in Liar.
Me too, man.
What'd you say, Dogger Baby?
I was feeling the same thing, man.
Oh, he's here.
He's here.
Dogger Baby.
Dogs and I were snuggling, watching that fucking six-man tag team, and he's just like, dude, I'm just pissed off, and he started punching me in the dick.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's all legend.
Hey, dog, say hi to Jim.
Hi, Jim.
And say hi to Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Hello.
We need to have Jim and Tyler back on the podcast on the corner.
Are they lovers?
No, I don't know.
You guys love each other? Not in a gay way, but like, hey, man, I love you, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I would say so.
Sometimes in a gay way, when we drink.
We don't really drink.
Nothing wrong with a gay way.
We don't really drink or do much.
It's not gay if everyone's having fun.
Shit. We even got Jill Humitsu from the Corner Podcast here as well.
Jesus Christ, dude. It's a fucking takeover. I feel like Tony Schiavone on the set of Nitro when fucking Nash and Hall come out and like threaten to fucking take over.
So, what are you guys talking about? What do you guys got going on?
Wrestling.
Oh, wrestling. Same thing.
Yeah, man.
Just in the middle of doing a show, you know?
Yeah, man. What's the podcast? Oh, I didn't know we were recording. What's going on? Yeah, you talking to the penis. I didn't know that podcast.
Yeah, man, we're live, too, on the corner.
Disguise my mic like a penis knowing talking to it.
I told them earlier, before we went live, about the probationary penis that I drank out of.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. There's pictures, though.
Lots of them.
So what turns you guys on?
What the fuck, dude?
I'm just curious. I want to know what's going on, Tyler, you know?
Dude, we still got shit we gotta do here. Like, if we go fucking talk about fucking dudes in tights, sweatily fucking wrestling with each other, the people are going to be angry.
Yeah, motherfuckers are going to start getting cornerized.
Hey. I have this. I love you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. Yeah. Hey, keep talking, man. It's all good.
Jesus. Yeah, if we don't talk about dudes in tights and covered in oil fucking frolicking around people.
By all means, I'm listening.
Oh, yeah. Shit, Jill Mitsu's listening. She wants to hear about the men in the tights and oil.
She should be watching it, man.
Ooh. How did you guys know about our family birthday rituals when we were kids?
When I turned 4, Dogger was only 3.5.
Grease that little son of a bitch up.
Our fucking parents put us in a fucking pool and we were all oiled up.
Wore my mom's leggings and I was like, you can't get me on this. But I got bottoms out. They weren't leggings. They were like cool shit, you know?
Dude, I came out there. Shit. I sat in crisscross Indian style and said, look in my eyes. Oiled up.
But Uncle Todd was the champion. He always won. He was undefeated. Uncle Todd was undefeated.
It was his back hair. Nobody wanted to touch the fucker. You think shit is with oil in it?
Yeah, it's super slick, man. More slick than skin.
Yeah, baby.
Uncle Todd.
Jesus. We might as well fucking just talk about this pay-per-view because we have to do that.
Do it.
I want to hear it.
What's the pay-per-view going on?
Payback pay-per-view. It's this Wednesday on the WWE Network app.
It's Sunday. What are you talking about, Wednesday?
Yeah, I meant this Sunday.
You said Wednesday.
I know what I said. I know what I was trying to say.
You're messing up the date of the pay-per-view and trying to plug your show that's on Wednesdays.
Time.
So I want to hear all about pay-per-view.
Yep, let's hear it.
You pay for movies.
No, I want to know what I want to hear about.
Calm down. Yep, we're going to talk about the men in the oil this Sunday.
Do you have the card in front of you here, Tyler?
I'm getting it up right now. I figured you would have it, but you don't.
I'm not talking about you, Dick. I'm talking about the card for the show. We're a 5-star wrestling podcast.
5-star.
We're just going to hang up. Dogs and I are going to mute our microphones, and now you just got Jill Humitsu as your guest.
Yeah, you don't want to hear us sexting each other. I love Leox, guy.
All right.
I'm just going to kick them out of the corner.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, they have a tank.
Got it.
You got it?
I got it.
5-star podcast.
So we got on the kickoff, Enzo and Cass against Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. So
Carl Anderson.
I'm really fucking stoned. Like,
he's getting the name.
I'm slurring. Like, I'm catching it from Yuck Nasty. I'm just slurring shit.
You got slur, dude. You got the fucking slur. This is on the pre-show?
Yeah, it's on the pre-show.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be garbage.
Nobody's I'm sorry. I wasn't even listening. I got stuck on Carl Anderson.
I like
it's Luke's Gallo. Carl Anderson and Luke's Gallo. Who are they going against?
Is it going against Enzo and Cass?
Okay. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no. It's garbage.
They put them in the faces. I suppose they do. Get everybody in a good mood.
I guess. Or, yeah.
Or do they shit on you from the start?
I don't know. Like, because they love beating the shit out of Enzo. Like, he got, like, fucking killed on Raw.
Yeah, he's awful. I don't like that team at all. I'm just fucking... I fast forward all their intros.
Yeah, me too. It's garbage.
Dude, their song sucks. Their whole thing is like the same every time.
Wait a minute, man. I like them motherfuckers, man. I like them. And I know that his, my name is Enzo Amore, and I'm blah, 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 and you can't beat that. I know that gets bored for watching it on TV over and over and over again. But if for a live crowd, them people are reacting to it because they're happy to be there and they fucking go nuts. Everybody's throwing their hands out. I like Enzo and Cass, man. I really like Enzo and Cass way better than fucking Carl's Jr. and the other guy.
When I saw them live recently, I will say this. I was trying to muster some enjoyment out of the show, so I did chant along with it because it was the most fun that was presented to me.
Now all of a sudden you're hating on them. What the fuck?
No, I'm saying, like, when I went to that live show, it was, like, the most fun you could have was, like do the fucking Sami Zayn fucking ole ole fucking what have you. Oh, or yeah, doing the fucking Enzo and Cass thing. And that was, like, the most fun that I had at the whole thing. Because, like, the rest of it was pretty fucking mediocre. Because it was a shitty house show. It was, like, Dolph Ziggler and Boring Corbin. It was also Titus and Mark Henry on a team.
Tight ass and who? I thought he said tight ass. It could be a wrestler name.
It really could
like,
be.
It's, I think Titus has a tight ass, man. Honestly, he doesn't look like one of them gays.
Jeez. All right, so I'm gonna go with the faces. I'm gonna go with the faces. Starting
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with End Zone Cast.
Probably not gonna watch it though, because pre-show sucks.
You know, fuck that noise. So Samoa Joe versus Seth Rollins.
Yeah, they got to put Joe over.
No, they've got to. It's got to happen.
Or, I mean, some fuckery possible?
There could be. I mean, Kevin Owens will be on the show, isn't he? Yeah. So Kevin Owens is on the show, so he could help out.
Yeah, they could do some fuckery there.
Yeah.
I mean, that should be a decent match, at least.
I would imagine so. I can't see why not. But, I mean, Samoa Joe and Nakamura was dreadful.
Dude, I haven't had a... Wait, who did Joe have maybe, like, one fucking good match with? What was the match where they were all bloody, him and Balor?
Oh, yeah, that was him and Balor, yeah. That was their
that match was only cool, really, because, like, he was pouring blood everywhere. Yeah. It wasn't cool other than that, but that made it cool. I don't know, Joe, I mean, Joe's good, but he's, you know, the fat guy. What are you going to do? How good can you be, really?
Yeah, do you guys know what Enzo and Cass's combined weight is?
No.
476 pounds. I'm surprised you guys didn't know that.
Fun fact. Yeah, just
I am horrible with numbers, sir. I know nothing.
Well, there you go.
Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt in the House of Horrors.
Oh, God.
What exactly will be a House of Horrors, Jim?
That's what I want to know. What is going on with it?
I'd like to see a pre-taped fucking thing. That'd be cool.
You almost think it has to be at least some sort of... like starts as a pre-tape, at least, and goes to a match in the ring. But
well, I mean, I don't know. If they're going to do broken shit, maybe they wouldn't... They're not going to step on it like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Right about that.
It's going to be a shitty... If it's just a shitty cage match, dude, like the Ambrose Asylum, which was like one of the worst matches of that fucking year.
Oh, that was horrible.
Like, how do you put two guys in a cage full of weapons and it still fucking sucks? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that even happen?
Yeah.
With a tax spot, no less. It was like, and the tax at the end was like, you fucking owe us a tax spot for, like, the rest of this dog shit. Hitting people with plants and shit the fuck out of you. So it could be something like that, dude.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath on anything good. At all.
Hopefully something cool, you know, but we are talking about WWE here, so probably not.
Yeah. So the Hardy Boys against Sheamus and Cesaro.
Oh.
I know who they are.
So there you go. She knows who they are.
I know the name, yeah.
They just came back. They're back in the WWE.
They got novels. I read them as a kid.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I did, but.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I read once.
When I was in prison,
it was a Kellogg's box.
I love this.
Holy fuck. All right, what else? So there's Neville on the show, right? Neville and...
Yeah, Neville and Austin Aries. That match is going to be great.
Yeah, it was last time. I mean, the one at Mania was pretty good, even considering, you know, it's like weird with the sun up fucking yeah. Early match.
Yeah, sun just blinding you.
I don't like outdoor shows at all.
No, me neither.
I like outdoor shows.
At night, anyway, it's cool, but like when two dudes are just like wrestling in the afternoon, it's just weird. I don't know, dude. I don't like it.
Are you saying Payback is supposed to be outdoors?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, just fucking it random. Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to put on Aries here. I think the whole Neville thing's done.
I think so, dude. It's ran its course.
Yep.
It's so done. Do you think... Going to the next match, do you think Bayley and Alexa Bliss, do you think the title changes there in Bayley's hometown?
Hell yeah.
Probably.
That ass is going to win.
I think she's going to lose, and her father's going to be so upset.
No, I'm talking about the blonde chick's ass, Alexa Bliss.
Fair enough.
Hell yeah, man. You guys remember when I had Alexa Bliss's ass on the computer screen forever?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, she's going to win.
I know her butt.
Yeah.
Like, you're confused about, like...
I don't really know what she is, but I know what her ass looks like.
You're damn right, man.
He's talking about a fucking ass, and you're like, the retarded girl? No. The hot blonde girl, not the fucking retarded girl.
Yeah, sorry, Tyler. Hold on. Let me clarify for you.
I was asked what I what turns me on, and it's been on my mind ever since.
Retarded girl?
Yeah. You know, like, a little touch it down.
I feel like a Bayley and Eugene tag team just needs to happen once.
Six.
Like, Bayley and Eugene need to fucking tag up just one time. I'd pop for that. It'd be a dream match for me. I don't care who they go against. It'd be fucking awesome, dude.
Just as long as you come. It's all that matters to me. Support me in my heart.
Yeah, you say popping, and Dogger's like, I'm gonna come.
Yeah, but I'm just come.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, like, I'll just always come there.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I just don't understand. It's so hard to like that, and then like talk about wrestling. Fuck.
You're doing a great job, man. Keep it up.
Thanks. We're pros around here.
Five star podcast.
Why don't you sit there and learn how to do a professional podcast, all right?
I'm trying, man. Keep going, man. Let me learn something.
We just have scripts or else we just screw up.
Exactly.
We just stick to the script.
I write out the script in cursive, handwritten on the notebook.
All spelled wrong?
Yeah.
Fucking shut up. I know how to spell.
And when he just
doesn't know how to speak.
Shut up, Gil.
When he said he wrote it in a notebook, it means he freaking slobbered on it, and then he used his finger to smear the slobber in the words.
Finger painting with Yuck Nasty.
Yeah, man. Yuck Nasty, this bitch.
This is the Kool-Aid Purple.
I like it.
Hell yeah, I'd drink it.
Is that movie with Oprah Winfrey, The Kool-Aid Purple?
Yeah, man, she had a good role in that movie.
Isn't she like a slave's wife in The Kool-Aid Purple?
Yeah, her and the Kool-Aid guy, they got married and ran away on their Underground Railroad.
Is this too lowbrow of a crowd for me to make Color Purple jokes? Come on, man.
I like Color Purple.
Hey, man, this is your show, bro.
Someone out there got my Color Purple joke. And
I did.
I did, too.
I did, too. With it, man.
I was drinking my beer at the time. It almost came out my butthole.
You think we're uneducated fucks over here?
Yeah, what does education mean?
I mean, goddamn.
We know what it means.
I took choir class.
Yeah, and I skipped it.
She doesn't skip a beat.
It doesn't stop. It just goes. Like, it's like... It's like when you go into the bathroom and you have to shit really bad and it's already clogged with shit and you don't have time, so you just take a shit on top of the shit that's already in there.
And then you crackle your ass with eight people's shit.
That's me and dogs. When you got a shit and there's already shit in there,
you got to put a landing pad in there. If I go in there, you got a landing pad, get a bunch of toilet paper and just put it on top of that. And
that. I mean, that's like that's just burn the world fucking right shit right there, because you're never going to get that down the toilet. You know, you don't do that at home.
No.
Yeah. My little ass just stands on the seat and puts my hand on the tank, and I just shit that way when there's shit already in the toilet.
And when it gets so bad, it's like, I don't want to tell the person what I just did, so I light the place on fire.
Yeah, man, insurance money.
Yeah. You know,
got insurance money for a fire.
Sorry,
my house burned out. That's exactly what happened here. Dogs was pissed off, and my toilet was clogged, and that's when my house burned down back in 2013.
I'm not dealing with this shit anymore. It's gotta get a new toilet.
Yeah, it really happened. I ran out the house with no shoes on. That's what I meant
to
say.
It was way easier to burn the place down than to try to get a plumber booked. So we're like,
see, he got pissed off because his littlest son was the one who taught me how to stand on the toilet seat, put my hands in the tank, and shit.
Oh, that's a lie.
And he's like, fuck it, I'm burning Yuck's house now. Anyways, what's the next match?
So what's the next match?
Duplex City Limits, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So Kevin Kinda. Owens. Against Chris Jericho for United States Championship.
I got to put it on Owens. I think Jericho's leaving. We keep hearing he's leaving. Is he definitely. Finally leaving?
There's no way Owens leaves SmackDown and goes back to Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty predictable. I don't see any way that it's not him. So, should be a good match, though.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman.
Oh, God. They got to put Strowman over, but, probably not, though.
Well, Strowman's supposed to fight Lesnar.
Goddamn, my bad. I was saying that fucker tipped over a goddamn ambulance. He better be fucking winning this match.
He already lost to Reigns like a couple months ago. They had him. They put Reigns over him. It was absurd.
He just tipped him over in the fucking ambulance.
Well, who knows?
He limps down the fucking ramp. It sells that fucking injury.
They seem to like to close the shows with everybody fucking hating him. So I don't know. Like, oh, the show closes with everyone hating Roman Reigns. All right. This is perfect.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't think that's even a good... I mean, I don't know. I guess their first match wasn't bad, considering.
You know? On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think?
Oh. I'd say it was a 6.
A 4? I don't know. I'd have had a 4, I guess. Not much of a fan of Roman Reigns, so
I would go with 6, man. Tyler's my boy. I'm riding with him.
I've only seen a picture of Roman Reigns, and I give it 9.
It's like all of guys in bulletproof vests and stuff.
Just as long as they don't have that damn hair in the back like Uncle Todd.
No,
it's not. Todd.
Down to 8.5.
So, yeah, that's the whole card, yeah?
Yeah, that is. That's everything. There's the Finn Balor thing in the pre-show, but who cares about that?
Why is he not on this show, dude?
I don't know.
Remember when it was like, okay, he's not on Mania, even though he's healthy, but I'm sure that he'll, they'll build something for him for the next. No,
nope.
I guess not.
Not a goddamn thing.
Yeah, that's fucking silly.
They're going to turn him into another mid-carder. He's done in the main event.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long before he's on live 209 or whatever the fuck it is? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He looks like he's my size, goddammit. Like 5'7" at least, at most.
And I feel like there's a lot of things. Well, one thing that I don't want to end before we talk about is, dude, the artist known as Shinsuke Nakamura. Oh,
that's the most disgusting thing in the world.
Why? What happened?
No, they've named him the artist Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh, yeah. No, is he the artist Shinsuke Nakamura, or is he the artist known as?
Or is the artist known as Shinsuke? Yeah. They're taking the Prince route.
Dude,
what are you guys talking about?
There's this Chinese guy, Japanese, I don't know, Juntaki Amado.
He's Japanese.
Man, he's North Korean and he's in the fucking WWE.
He's a
badass, man. His name is Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shit
stain? Shit stain. God damn.
Guys, can I get a clarification? Is there a SCH in there?
Yeah,
it's an SH.
Dude, he's badass too, man. I still ride with the fact that I said last time I was on your guys' show, he does not have to say anything. He just needs to come out there and do his fucking thing and have swagger. If he talks, man, that's gonna fuck him up.
This promo this week was
it was
like we always said. Everybody always said like, there's no way that they could fuck up. Like Nakamura's so good that there's no way they could fuck him up. They are trying. They're like, hold my fucking beer. Watch this.
Yeah. It's exactly
he used to be the king of strong style. No more. I mean, I hate that nickname shit anyway. Everybody has to have a nickname. A subliminal nickname.
There was one that you had at your disposal, the king of strong style.
Yeah, they got rid of that, though.
So there isn't a match between him and Ziggler at Payback?
That's SmackDown, so that'll be at Backlash.
Oh, my bad.
Yes.
I thought it was
in May.
Oh, Backlash is in May.
May 21st.
Right on.
And May 20th is the next NXT, which we didn't even talk about NXT. But fucking get out while the getting's good here.
Get all out of getting a girl here. What the fuck did you just say?
Talk like Uncle Todd again. Knock it off.
Uncle Todd, is that you? Uncle Todd.
I actually
did you?
Yeah.
What did you think he said, Jill?
He said he gotta get at it while the getting's good.
Is that what you said, Jim?
Gotta get out while the getting's good, yeah.
Oh, so you wouldn't even know, Jill. Yeah, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, I knew way more than you one did. Line.
He was going up the exit and you're coming in the enter.
Yeah, you homo.
How you do it?
Holy shit. So yeah, there you go. Payback. We got anything else to cover really this week?
I got nothing else.
Man, thank you for letting me come on your show. It's awesome that Dogger and Jill came to crash it at the end.
Real quick before I go, I just want to know, what is your guys' favorite all-time wrestler? Young, old, dead, hot, sexy, ugly, doesn't matter.
Terry Funk.
God. That's a hard question. It changes so much. Like it's up until the last year or so, Shinsuke Nakamura was my favorite wrestler.
Until he became the artist and started having shitty matches until
he came to NXT.
Until he started having shitty matches with fucking Alex.
He might be backstage sucking on fentanyl patches. That's why they're trying to compare him to Prince now.
I think mine, Jake the Snake Roberts.
No, they were trying to compare him to Michael Jackson, actually, week.
Yeah. They were saying that he had a ranch and like kids and stuff.
Dolph Ziggler basically says that Shinsuke Nakamura is Michael Jackson, who felt like Michael Jackson went under the fucking radar and reemerged as Shinsuke Nakamura
in Japan.
And they're like, oh, he has a fucking monkey named Bubbles and shit. It died fucking a more untimely death than Michael Jackson himself, dude. It was unbelievable.
Hey, man, another shout out to the live chat room that's listening to us, man. There's a lot of people that's in there saying, what an episode, Jim. Fucking awesome podcast. The people. Racism. Let's not read that one.
And somebody on there said, I just came. That was probably...
Oh, that was you.
That was you, yeah.
Speaking to oiled up naked men.
tell us more about Uncle Todd.
Yeah. How do they know that we're naked in oil? Uncle
Todd. Yeah.
What was Uncle Todd wearing?
Yeah, Jill, what was he wearing?
What? No.
Now you throw it to her.
Rule number one, when you wrestle with Uncle Todd, you can't tell anybody what he was wearing.
Yeah.
Or he killed you.
Dude, Jim, Tyler, thank you for fucking with us, man. I love you guys, man.
Well, thanks for showing up.
You guys figure out a Wednesday that you guys both can come on the corner, and it's gonna happen.
And everybody wear costumes.
Yep, and condoms.
Costume party, condoms doesn't matter. Just as long as the condom has to have like a face on it. Or
yeah, sharp that bitch.
Well, fine, there you go. All of mine do. So I draw a face on all of them.
Man, we love you guys, man. I'll hang up so you guys can get your outro done and. I'll just mute so you guys can get it done live too, man. Thanks again for having me on. Get a Corner Podcast. Follow us, man, all over the place. Mixler, iTunes, YouTube, motherfucking Stitcher.
Not recommended for follow or anything.
Man, thanks again, Jim. Thanks again.
Tyler. Oh yeah, thanks a lot, man. Good to talking to you, boys. We'll come in the corner sometime.
Hell yeah, love you guys. Thanks again.
Later. All right.
Well, yes.
Drive on.
Goddamn. Lucha, goddamn.
Yeah, that turned into a fucking good Lucha thing. Ooh, goddamn. Holy shit. We lost control. We've got control back. Yeah. Control has been reassumed. I remember the first time we had Yuck on the show, and before I didn't even know him. And he showed up and he had this like whole entourage of people with him. And they all had microphones. It wasn't these, you know, it wasn't like Daga or Jill who do his Get in the Corner podcast with him. It was just like a random dude named Wiener and stuff. These people that just like hijacked the show, and it was fun. It turned out to be some crazy thing, but if you were here for wrestling primarily, you're probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you turned it off long ago.
So yeah. I don't know. We didn't talk about NXT. It was actually pretty good this week.
It really was. It really was, wasn't it?
It's pretty good. I enjoyed the main event for the UK title. I thought that was pretty good. Gallagher.
Oh, so good. So different, you know? Like, we're so used to the exact same matches.
Yeah, it was different, man. I wonder how most people take to that. Do they like that shit? I don't know. I dug it. It was cool.
I hope they do. Another thing I really liked from NXT, too, was that Roderick Strong video. Like, how can you not get totally behind Roderick Strong now?
Well, they'll show it to you here, but they won't show it to you when he goes to the main roster.
No, that's true.
Show up with it, so.
And then they'll wonder why can't anybody get behind Roderick Strong?
His mom shot his dad. That's crazy.
Fuck. Yeah. Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
All right. Yeah, this is part one. I guess part two is next week. I thought it was really good. Like, that shit, like, whoever's down there doing this stuff, they even had an Apollo Crews video they used to play in NXT that was, like, really good at fucking selling the guy. This shit is good. I don't know why WWE just sucks dick at doing it, you know?
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. And I'm completely behind Roderick Strong now, as well as Aleister Black, who I love seeing.
Yeah, exactly. And, he's gone. Kona Reeves, a.k.a. Prince Maivia, a.k.a. Rocky Ayakea.
Oh, that's great.
I fucking hate that guy. I hate him too.
I mean, too. He literally is The Rock, though.
Oh, he's just like a guy who doesn't know anything about wrestling. He's like, wrestling? What? Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to pay me money, right?
You're going to pay me money to run around the ring?
Yeah, he sucks. What's this Almas deal? He gets into a car with a bunch of women.
Yeah, they're going with the fact that Almas doesn't care enough about the matches. All he cares about is what happens after.
Yeah, great. This will do wonders for your career.
Yeah. Just make you lose all the time.
Yeah. See, so your gimmick is that you lose all the time, but you don't care.
Yeah. The
fuck are these people doing?
Because wins and losses don't matter, right?
Fuck are these people doing? Oh, God. And they got a women's battle royal next week for the number one contender. Let's hope that goes better than the last one. Or, like, five fucking women got injured doing that battle royal.
I also like the whole Nikki Cross Ruby Riott thing throughout the night.
Yeah, it's all right.
I love Nikki Cross. Weird. I love her.
She's good. I like fucking... I hate saying Ruby Riott. I think that name sucks.
It sucks so much.
I just want to call her Heidi Lovelace, but I'm not that guy. Don't be that guy.
Yeah.
She's good. I like her, man.
Can't be hypocrites.
That's true. No matter how much their name sucks, only Lore can.
Yeah. Jesus.
So that was pretty much the show. I thought it was pretty good.
Well, I had a blast.
And then Almas was, defeated by McIntyre, which is a pretty good match. Yeah, odd that you get a really good NXT.
Yeah,
and they're building towards their takeovers in May, so that's coming right up, actually.
And I didn't even realize that was a thing until this week.
Yeah, me either, actually.
And I don't know how to feel about it.
Did you catch at the end of NXT when they said the UK show is coming to the network soon?
Like, the UK, yeah, but they've been saying that for fucking weeks, months.
They said it at the end, they had him defend the belt. And they said it at the end, so... Dude, there's no way we're covering all these fucking shows. I'll watch it if it's good.
Yeah, like maybe a match here and there.
which is why I don't watch 205 Live, because it's not good.
No, not at all.
I'm not necessarily done with wrestling. You know, like, I watch Raw and SmackDown and NXT, and then usually some Impact or some Ring of Honor, but I don't know, man. I could watch more wrestling. I don't care. If it's good, though. But
if it's good, I can watch it. If it's not, Jesus Christ, it's so hard.
You know what I mean?
Because we're watching so much garbage wrestling as it is.
Who's doing that? That's got to be like the SmackDown team is writing 205 Live, huh?
Maybe. It's taped the same night. I can't see why you bring the Raw writers over to do that.
It's literally the worst thing that they have going, yep. Which is amazing. Like I dare you to take these fucking 15 super talented, high flying, super technical wrestlers and turn it to shit. And they're just like, watch.
Yeah. Just watch me do my best. But like, it's almost as if this 205 Live thing has taken the place of the old NXT when it was a game show. You know, yeah. It kind of has the same vibe of Loki and Daniel Bryan with The Miz and bullshit like that.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, low-key, I'll watch Impact to watch that guy. He's an asshole, but he's pretty good. I always like that.
Shit.
Good in the ring, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the whole Hitman gimmick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's all right. I don't mind it. I didn't watch Impact this week.
I didn't either. I haven't watched. Well, it's...
Yeah, I don't know if Scott Steiner returns on this episode or what, but...
No, I think that was the new set of tapings. But you know what, though? This is the new set of tapings, so... Last week was what, a quasi live show.
It looks like he's like 150 years old, but if you give him a microphone, I'm fucking in. Especially if it's live.
Oh, if it's gonna be live, script. If he's got no script, it's great.
Well, they do that show ahead of time so they can edit it. I love when it was like that guy live on Nitro was like, "Holy fuck, what's he gonna do?"
Thunder, you know, Thunder he'd unleash.
Dude, where he would just go off on fucking Ric Flair and shit. Like, yeah, holy fuck.
I'm not going to leave this ring.
Just a full shoot, dude.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with that guy? Like, what are you going to send somebody out there? Like, go take care of what? No.
No, yeah, people just quit on the spot.
When he was, in WCW, when he would come to the ring with a tiger and shit. I'm like, the fuck?
The only one that might have the balls to stop him is Chris Benoit.
Yeah, well.
That's about it.
There you go. I don't know. Got anything else to discuss?
No, I think we have exhausted all wrestling that I've watched anyways. Actually, the whole time that we have been doing this, I've had last night's New Japan show on.
Oh, really?
I'm at Suzuki and Goto now.
Should probably not. That's still, are the people still going to watch that shit? Let's not spoil it yet.
Oh, no. I'm not going to say a word, but this...
People are still going to watch that shit, maybe, like me. Is it have English commentary?
I've had it on mute the whole time. Give me one second. No.
I might still watch it. There you go, yeah. Fucking Raw sucked. SmackDown sucked. NXT was above average. This pay-per-view...
It's going to be middle ground.
Could be something.
I think it's just going to be okay. I mean...
Yeah. And, I don't know. Next week, we'll be back. We'll fucking break that bitch down, I guess.
Break maybe. That bitch up.
Talk about what happened. I don't know what else, man. Yeah. Shout-outs. We got to give shout-outs to... I don't think I shouted out to our Patreon supporters in the beginning.
No, you did not.
Infamous Chris Savage and the Miz guy.
The Miz guy, yeah.
Wrestling Soup Podcast, Casey. There was somebody else whose name I haven't learned yet.
You mean the dollar guy?
I got my Patreon list right here. Keith Martin's the dollar guy. Why? It's okay that I forgot the dollar guy.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you, Keith Martin. Seriously. I'll take your dollar. If I could set that thing to 25 cents, I would.
No wonder the damn monster keep coming back. You keep giving him tree footing.
Yeah, shout outs to Wrestling Soup, of course, Sap Pod, the Federation, of course. What else we got? Shooting the Shiznit podcast.
Shoot the shit. What
else did I have? I got somebody else here. Got a fucking talking about podcast. It's on Geeks of the Industry. They have a variety of shows over there. Talking about, they just choose a random topic, talk about it. So there you go. Who am I forgetting? The Strap. Much love to the Strap podcast. And Hall of Fame, check us out on our Facebook page, Into the Albums, to see the newest inductee. What else we got? That's it.
I think I've weaseled my way out of the Hall of Fame like a poor husband by putting up the worst people in the world.
Oh, I don't know. I just like forget about it until like, you know. So I just throw random. Last week I put in Jackie Fargo, dude.
I was like, I've never seen a Jackie Fargo match in my life. Really? I watched Fargo.
No, Jackie Fargo was him and fucking Lawler set Memphis. Was like the shit in Memphis for many years.
Oh, okay.
He took it. Fargo was the preeminent champion. He turned it. You know who fucking passed it on to Lawler. He was also on a tag team. Random things, looking back through what I have here. That guy who wasn't tough enough, Josh, he got fucking fired. Awesome.
Oh, did he? I know that the Andrea girl got fired from NXT.
I don't know who that is.
The girl. Backstage, what? Microphone, robot.
Oh. Okay. But this guy got fucking shit canned. He sucked. God, he was like dumb and just awful fucking a prime example of like the dog shit they try to turn into wrestlers down there.
The Yeti.
Yeah, dude. It's shitty. That was what his thing was gonna be, right?
Yeah. That's what his thing was every time you seen him. He was doing that Yeti call.
You can tell that he fucking didn't know shit about wrestling, otherwise he would know about the Yeti.
Yeah.
And the Yeti. You can't be the fucking Yeti, because that's stupid.
Yeah, that's been fucking done 10 times better.
That's better? It's like one of the worst things ever, but still better than that guy.
Yeah, fucking Ron Reese, head over heels, better than Josh.
Yeah. On the Suplex City Limits channel, there's a brand new episode of Pay-Per-View Take 2 up there, if you haven't listened to it yet. Jarrett, you voted for it. Jarrett and I took on King of the Ring 99. Spoiler alert, sucked.
Yes, it does. It's horrible. Absolutely dreadful.
And the Ass Man wins, and we talk about it, and we fix it. We fix the show, so tune into that. We also held a vote for the next episode. You all voted for WCW Uncensored 2000, and you can vote for future episodes at Suplex City Limit on Twitter. We throw them up after the new episodes come out, so I have no idea what that entails, but I'm excited to see who the fuck is around in 2000 WCW. So
every uncensored is a good choice for Pay-Per-View Take 2. That yeah. was always the absolute dirt worst of any WCW pay-per-view.
It should be interesting. So yeah, a year before, I was like, I want a Jared. I'm like, dude, throw some WCW Death Days shit into the fucking mix because I want a piece of that. And, dude, it almost lost again. The options were Uncensored 2000, Living Dangerously 2000, ECW, which is like Death Days ECW.
Yeah, yeah.
Cade 97, which I don't know what that is. I mean,
isn't that Hogan and Sting?
I don't know. I have no memory for wrestling. Like, some people can
remember. Cade 97 is Hogan Sting, I'm like, pretty sure.
Oh, this match was at fucking SummerSlam 89. It's like, I don't remember shit, dude. I don't remember.
I don't either.
You know, if someone's like, it's the one with this, and I'm like, okay, yes, I remember now, but. And SummerSlam 97. And I was like, dude, if SummerSlam 97 wins, I'm fucking quitting the show. Or I'm going to get drink like, a bottle of whiskey before we do it.
SummerSlam 97, what happened there?
I don't know. I don't know. It lost. But we've been stuck in the Attitude Era lately. We did like Royal Rumble 99, and now we're here. We just did fucking King of the Ring 99, and we had to like both of them had awful fucking matches, like the same people, Ken Shamrock and shit. Fuck, they suck. So yeah, I'm actually stoked for WCW Uncensored 2000. Sure, there'll be new Cuddling with Coddle. We had to check in with Bob. It's been a little while. So
he might have died.
Hasn't been a cuddle in with Coddle this week. If anyone's heard from Bob, if they know if he's alive, let us know.
Yeah.
I'll have to get on the ham radio, send him a message.
Yeah, send him some Morse code. I've been getting myself, you know, all inversed in the technique.
Hi, fans. What is going on in the Federation? You guys watching old Ring of Honor shit?
Yeah, the last episode we have is Ring of Honor Night of Grudges with a fantastic AJ Styles Paul London match. Yeah, it was fantabulous.
You guys got a way better idea for a show than we do at pay-per-view. Take two. You're like, hey, we're gonna watch awesome shit. Like, fuck.
Well, like, we gotta watch a TNA episode a month. Which, that's 2003 TNA, so it's god-awful. Vince Russo's all over the place. And then WWE 2003 is not very good either. So.
Yeah. Okay. And plus, you guys did go through the whole SmackDown era, which, I don't know, is good and bad.
It had some good moments, but, you know, it still had some shit. Like, you had Al Wilson and shit like that. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Our next episode is going to be a request episode, so we're just waiting on a request. We did have a request, but we declined it because, well, it was the exact same episode New Blood came out with that week. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, so. Shout out to those guys.
Yeah.
I think I still talk to Charlie. Like, is the guy from that show, Charlie?
Yep.
Sure. He's a good guy. Friends with him on the Facebooks. He's a good dude. They have a good show over there. We had a couple of them on. I think we had him and Critical Bill on before.
Over the Federation, we had Jason Kiesler on.
If you're on New Blood and you're listening and you want to come talk about fucking offensive shit in wrestling, hit us up, boy. All right. Well, I think that's it then, yeah?
I think so.
And if I forgot anything, I apologize. I apologize through our light tribing through fucking Raw and SmackDown. It sucked. And it was more fun to make jokes about ball sacks and stuff with Yuck Nasty.
Offend everybody.
That's the opera. That's where we're going, dude. If this podcast was ever face, we've turned heel. That's what we're doing. That's where we're going.
Yeah, we haven't come back as many times as Big Show, that's for sure.
I don't think this has ever been a face podcast.
It came out like Tommy Dreamer.
There you go.
And it ended as, I don't know, New Jack.
I love how this show starts off like fairly put together. And as we get more and more fucked by the end, it's just like, it goes from like two guys who like, hey, you know, we know what we're doing. We have fucking pacing and we're doing things. And then at the end, it's just like fucking.
Just throwing shit at the wall.
I don't know, man. Really don't care.
You can do it, man. Fuck it.
All right, well, so there you go. We'll be back next week. Who knows who we'll be joined by? Booked Yuck Nasty like 30 minutes before we started this, so
booked him over Twitter.
Yeah, it's ever evolving. So follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You can follow Tyler at the Federation.
Yeah, there you go.
I know your plugs, baby.
Well, I didn't know if you were just gonna leave it to me, you know. So you make me say my own name at the beginning. So.
You're listening to this show. You like wrestling. You like Suplex City Limits. You should be listening to the Federation too. Supporting Tyler's other, you know, Tyler's mistress.
I have done the math, and since joining Suplex City Limits, this Federation podcast has jumped 30%.
There you go.
There you go. So thank you, positive fine people.
The power of positivity, dude.
Yeah, there you go. Pop.
Those guys are still not on SmackDown, by the way. Because Kofi's hurt. The other two can't be on SmackDown. They can't tag up.
Nope.
And say funny shit about where Kofi is. You know? I mean, it's not... whatever.
And so, one last thing to plug before we go. Yeah? If you go over to Steel Chair Magazine, you can get my write-up on Jeff Jarrett. A physical copy. I'm a published writer, motherfucker.
There you go. What, it's about Jeff Jarrett?
It's only 120 words. It's just like, how Jeff Jarrett could do well and how he probably won't. But it's right after a Jeff Jarrett interview. So, it's just basically making fun of TNA and Jeff Jarrett in a way where Jeff Jarrett in his southern ways probably wouldn't understand. So,
yeah. People on Twitter talking about that, we finished 20 minutes ago. no, we didn't. We continued.
That's why there's more. You listen to the podcast.
You listen to the download because there's exclusive stuff like this. And if you didn't get this exclusive stuff, what the fuck would you do with your life?
Exactly.
Nothing, man. Nothing. All right, we're done here. That's it. So until next week, as always, we thank you very much for listening. And we hope that you get all of the dick and or pussy that you desire. And I hope that you remember a winner is you.
I miss my mom,
but she's at the prom.
So I'm a prom night dumpster baby. Prom night dumpster baby. And I'm taking a stroll.
He's taking a stroll.
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 I'm taking a stroll.